Songs and Rhymes of a Lied Minor, Thomas Grierson Gracie. The Project Gutenberg ebook of Songs and Rhymes of a Lied Minor. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook title, Songs and Rhymes of a Lied Minor Author, Thomas Grierson Gracie, release date, August 26, 2025, ebook 76732, language, English, original publication, Dumfries, Courier and Herald Press, 1921, other information and formats, www.gutenberg.org/ebook/76732, credits, Al Haynes, asterisk start of the project GUTMBRG BOOK Songs and Rhymes of a Lied Minor asterisk asterisk. The author, Songs and Rhymes of a Lied Minor, by Thomas Grierson Gracie, Wanlichhead, Dumfries, Courier and Herald Press. High Street, 1921, Index, Personal Note and Preface. Descriptive Pieces. Ridge of Glengannar, A. Fishin, Splore, Trollos, The Otter Hunt, The Bearers, Menachburn, Heights of Glendine, A. Wadden in the Glen, Three Fishers, Ma Wagatthawa, Kermagen, Bonnie Banks, O. Cree, Chancellor's Seat, Leadhills, Memoriam Pieces, Last of the Old Band, To Mr. and Mrs. James Slimmen, Dr. Wilson, Funeral of Private Alex, Howland, Lines on a Friend, Wally Tamson, Kitchener, David Cumming, Baby M. Kenzie, Wanlock Lads, Auld Volunteers, Young Volunteers, Pony Driver's Lament, Bride's Lament, Davy's Grave Songs, The Auld Sangs, My Auld Violin, Auld Thacket Hoos, Auld Grey Glen, Level No. 6, Emergency Pump, Level No. 4, Turn and O the Wheel to Arms, Happy Lover, Never Seen More, Wanlock's Beardly Robin, Lass O Durastir, Bonnie Jean, Betty O the Strankly, Lass O Glendowerin, SAE Wolwiet, Doric O Scotland, Cheer Up, Where is the Hindenburg Line Forward, Wanlock, Auld Crony Tam, H. L. I. Brave Lads O Sanquahar, Menachburn, Miscellaneous Pieces, Scunnert, Absent Friend, The Minor, Love, Curlin, A Word O Advice, Jock the Exile, The Old Churchyard, Letter and Rhyme, The Answer, Note O Thanks, Leadhills, Euchin's Banks, On Higher Plains, Songbirds, The Photo, Something Rang, The Flu, Wee Jim, The Nurses, The True Man, An Evening Prayer, Rabbi, Welcome Home, Day Dream, To Wanlock Soldiers, Lothar Wynne's Wail, Personal Note and Preface, One of a Family of 10, I was born at Wanlockhead, Dumfriesshire, in the year 1861. My boyhood was spent in the midst of comparative poverty under whose grim shadow so many toilers live and die. Of my parents I say nothing here, except that my love and reverence for their memory remain undimmed to this day. The amount of love and self-sacrifice involved in bringing up a large family on the earnings of the Lied Minor at that period, from 15 to 17 shillings per week, I leave to the imagination of my readers. In spite of poor environment, my boyhood was, on the whole, happy and carefree. My greatest delight was to roam the glens and hills of my nativity. My pet aversion was the school, and to be confined within its four walls when the sun was shining and the birds singing outside was to me the refinement of cruelty. My parents and teachers must have been at their wits' end with me, for in spite of heavy punishment, I played truant whenever opportunity offered. I was employed as a Lied washer at the age of 13 for the magnificent wage of 5 pence per day. This was increased at the rate of 1 penny or 2 pence yearly at the discretion of the manager. After working 5 years at Lied washing, it came my turn to go underground as a laborer and miner's assistant, where in course of time, I became a fully qualified Lied miner. I will not weary my readers with an account of my ups and downs in life or of my many startling experiences in the Lied and coal mines. I was a coal miner in different parts of Scotland for 6 years. I did not take kindly to the work, and when I left it, I fervently hoped it was for good. Of the coal miners, I have a high opinion. Beneath the rough exterior of the most of them, they are true to the core, brave-hearted men who have proved their sterling worth on many a shell-torn, blood-stained field, and in many an appalling mine disaster, ready to fight, suffer, or die on the field of battle for their ideals, ready in the mine disaster to go to almost certain death to rescue their comrades. Can human nature rise higher than this? My hobby has been the study of music and the playing of different instruments. I have gained an elementary knowledge of composition, harmony, and counterpoint, and in the playing of different instruments, made myself fairly expert. My favorite is the violin, and my earnings with it at concerts, balls, kerns, and merrymakings generally enabled my wife to keep the pot boiling and the bairns fed and clad when the lead miner's wage was utterly inadequate for that purpose. At the outbreak of the Great War, I commenced to rhyme. I am sorry if the jingo spirit is too evident in some of my pieces. Such were composed in the dark days when our brave soldiers had their backs at the wall and required every moral and material support that could be given them. For the political and religious bias of my pieces, I make no apology. I make no claim to the honor of being a poet that I have no claim will be evident to cultured minds to whom these songs and rhymes will no doubt appear poor in conception, crude in expression, grammatically wrong in parts, and altogether commonplace. But as I am writing to people on my own level of intelligence, that is, the intelligence of a self-taught man, cultured people do not come into the picture. Some of my friends are quite pleased with my verses, but I will not require a larger size in headwear over the opinion of others. I am pleased, however, to note that they all agree about the general tone and sentiment being of a high order. With that, I am content. If there is anything in my pieces that will raise a smile, a laugh, or a tear, anything that will make the human more humane, any thought or sentiment that will tend to raise the moral or mental standard of my readers, they have not been written in vain. 1/3 of the pieces in this book have already been published, and my thanks are due to local and other editors for space given me, and especially to the editor of the Dumfries and Galloway Courier and Herald for an artistic touch here and there in some of them. I give the tunes when well known to which a number of my songs may be sung. As for the others, the music being new, it will depend on circumstances, whether they ever see the light of publicity. The song Wanlock by M. Arthur, schoolmaster in Wanlockhead, 1850, and The Lowther Winds Wail by the Rev. J. Moir Porteous, minister of the Free Church, Wanlockhead, 1877, I insert so that they will continue to be familiar to the people of the district in which their authors lived and worked. I am indebted to Robert Wanlock Reed for permission to publish his letter in rhyme, and to J. M. Harkness for his appreciation expressed in Auld, Crony Tam. Also to Miss Annie J. Mitchell for kindly typing the bulk of my pieces, and to all those who have given me any encouragement in the making of this book, author, descriptive pieces. The Ridge of Glengonar, Winter Scene. The pale lovely moon o'er the Lowthers was rising, as lonely I strayed at the fall of the night. Away to the far-stretching ridge of Glengonar, the high hills to view in their mantle of white. Old Boreas had swept them for days in his anger, as though he would crush them beneath his proud sway, but grandly they stood, with their brows high uplifted, firm based in majestic, eternal array. Then thoughts did arise as I gazed on the scene, that lay bathed in the silvery light of the moon, of Flanders' torn fields that were once fair and fertile, made barren and shrouded in sorrow and gloom, of men who went forth in the pride of their manhood, aroused by the call that appeals to the brave, inspired by the noblest and purest of motives, who fell on the field or were sunk neath the wave. I stood all alone on the ridge of Glengonar, alone neath the stars that shone bright in the blue, and prayed to the ruler of men and of nations to strengthen the arms of our gallant and true, to silence forever the roar of the cannon, and sink in oblivion this era of pain, that in peace we might live in the land of our fathers, neath harmony, love, and prosperity's reign. A Fishin, Splore, Wully, Sandy, Rab, and Tam, ye nisht when sitten o'er a dram, agreed when nice the day wad daw, tee-tack, their rods and trudge awa. And try their skill why, flea and worm, on Bonnie Karen's wimplin burn, the mornin' broke SAE fresh and fair. New life was in the caller air o'er grey mirrors till the sun did peep, tee-wake o'er fishers fray their sleep. Ilkian gat up why, bizin croon, short time had passed since they lay dune, they dressed foo quick, nay time tee loss, and soon were skelpin through the moss o'er dyke and fence, through shooch and glen. Up, up, they spieled tee enterkin, and when at last they did get there, a view they had iont compare, they had nay time the scene tee view, SAE hurried o'er the mountain's brew, and dune the bray they ran pell-mell, tee hay a drink at Katie's well, wore black M. Michael's bearded lip, yin's fain did dip. Then dune they ran why muckle speed, tee nature's charms they paid nay heed, and didna slack their pace a jot, until they reached the lucky pot one. SAE awfu keen and anxious they, tee see if luck was theirs that day, then wailin' steps why canny care, they got alang the hillside bare. Warkelt, too, the hound fell aff his steed, when Harkness, 3. Shot him through the hide, the roarin' pool war he fell in has since been known as Kelty's Lynn, there forenent them Stagyle stood, defyin' time and storms and flood, they gazed upon its steepest side, dune war twas said bold Graham, 4. Did ride, his pony shod why devils clutes, twas maybe true. They had some doots. O'er Dalvin Hill and Dune the Bray, ricked cheerily they held their way, and when they high Dalvin had passed. They reached the Carron Burn at last, then fast their tackle they gat oot, their minds fair set on killin' troot. Then Wully, keen his skill tea test, got started wheel afore the rest, he banged oot yin, sign made it twa when oot cam three like cruise did craw. Come here, Ma Callens, gin ye wish, I'll show ye who tea catch the fish. But pleasures are like poppies spread. Ye seize the flower, its bloom is shed. He thocked he was a fisher rare. But strange tea say, he gat nae mare, and then he cried, I'll bet a quid, it's been the tail en o' the teed. But Rab and Tam, mare skillfu' they, on pools and streams their fleas did play, they played why sic a cunnin' wrist, the finny tribe could nae resist. But lap and danced at bob and trail, some e'en were hookit by the tail, dune by stonebutt and by the brig, they landed fishes wee and big, and when they reached the Carron Mill. Oh, fishin', they had got their fill, and here a signboard took their A mayest uncommon sign TC, ginger beer and lemonade, here as gooey as can be made, and if you want some more repast, dinner, supper, or breakfast. These lines, my friends, depend upon it, composed were by Grier the poet, the landlord there, a sober cheel, wad hey nay traffic why, the deal, o aquavitty he had nane, sere did o'er weary fishers grain, and ere they rested on their hurdies, hide o'er the hill tea tam o murdies durasteer, was famed for mountain dew and beer. And ony ither kin o drink, but just for them wa had the clink, for Tammy, though a kinly man, could I look after number one. And there they sat and smoked and sang, and Gil Stoops tombed a liquor strang, which quickly put them at ease, in tellin' stories mayously lees, o salmon they had landed oot, and who they lost their biggest troot, their pooches tomb, nay mare tea spen, their nonsense soon cam t and n, and forced were they tea tack the gate, though they were in a muddled state. The moon on them was shinin' clear, when leavin' gooied all durist deer, they wandered on, whiles up, whiles dune, and heard foo money in eerie soon, the footpath wasna braid anuch, they tumult in the burn and shooch, they staggered in amming the dreels, o turnip kyle and tatty feels, and though they had nae wish tea tarry, their legs refused the drink tea carry, and dune on Carron's hicks they sank. And for a time their mins were blank, who they gat hame, what them befell, Dale yin o them could ever tell, moral. When man is on enjoyment bent, oh, aftermath he should tack tent, and no abuse John Barleycorn, or life o pleasure will be shorn. 1. A natural pot formation in the bare rock in the middle of the burn, about 20 yards down from the footpath, from which if a fisher in the morning out of 3 stones put 1 in the lucky pot, his luck was in for that day. 2. Captain of dragoons searching for covenanters amongst the hills. 3. One of the hunted covenanters. 4. Ram of Claverhouse, of whom many marvelous stories have been told, tralas, song or recitation, tune, tinker's wadden, in August when the heather blooms, and grouse are fairly on the wing, the scented breeze fray hill and moor, tea hunters health and pleasure bring, then hunters meet at Auld Tralas, as they hay dune for money a year, Tam Johnston ready tax the names, o beaters there fray far and near, the laird eye greets them why a smile, and shakes Auld servants by the hand, knee purse brood autocrat is he. But just a kindly gentleman, I weel esteemed are men like him, and loyal service they command, it isna siller, pomp, or power, but honest worth that max the man, the guns gee first, each finds his butt then beaters baldly breast the bray, lang miles atween them in their hames, their hurts are licked, SAE what care they drive the hoose, they drive the drain, and next in order comes the mine, success does o' their efforts croon, when Tama's Johnston marks the line, and thus the merry hunt goes on. Drive after drive they run them in, and when they get back to the hoose, they ken their heavy darg is dune, they there get coffee in their turn, some hay milk and some hay tea. Why routh a breed wheel spread why jam, and a bicker o' the barley brie, a few choice spirits meet at nisht, tea spend a happy social or, when ilka yin is blith and bricked, and meanets pass like fleein store. The gentry a mon share the fun, knee clest distinction d they show, tea gracie's fiddle wheel in tune. They trip the licked fantastic toe. Carmichael is a canty cheel, tea sing a sang he isna sweer. The tinker's wadden, spellin' o' tea, and bonny lass o' durist deer. Then Laidlaw sings about the hills, up war the Wanlock waters row, and true till death, the eastern star, and Jesse on the quarry know. Miss Vickers and Miss Johnson, tea, the auld time sangs SAE sweetly sing, accompanied by the auld banjo, the fiddle and the mandolin, the auld wife in the ingle nook, raises her voice in cheerful key. And nicely sings Woods o' Duermore, and the bonny lad that comes tea me. Coachman Fraser, stalwart white, does neist a humorous piece recite, who tibby lewd and lang did growl, when her pure bit lassie brack the bowl, then lauder, though he canna sing, does fairly dance the heel end fling, and hornpipes, T, why heavyware. His feet like hammers strike the flare, Gracie jies them o' his best, till voice and arms are need in rest, who he does sing, who he does play, it wadna D for me T say, the oar is gain, some mon gang hame, they canna stay the han o' time, they pert T meet some of their nisht, for the happy days o' auld lang syne, chorus after every second verse, Durham Duck and Do and D, Durham Duck and Derry O, Durham Duck and Do and D. Hurrah for the hunt SAE Mary O, the otter hunt. An otter was run down and killed by three lads belonging to Wanlickhead and Leadhills in the head of Peddon in the month of August, 1915. Some people say I have made a mountain out of a molehill in the following piece. I advise such to keep clear of the jaws of an otter if ever they run up against one. Tee the hunt, come hasty away, an otter's been seen on the Lothers this day. And brave lads are wanted the beast T destroy, so it's Donal and Archie and Jock for the ploy. They brasted the Lothers like hounds fray the leash. In their hurts and their minds there were nay thocks o' peace, it was war, and they cunningly followed the trail. That led them away for the hicks o' Poutrel. Tally-ho, tally-ho, was the hunter's wild cry, and speedily after the otter they high throw heather and breckens, throw, threshes and bent, regardless o' danger or brave trio went. The chase it was stern and the chase it was lang. Why the race T the swift and the feck T the strang, they pressed him SAE hard and SAE swiftly they ran. He was forced for T-hole in the hide o' Peddon, he holed in the brew a pool in the burn, where water fray forking comes dune why, a run, they had run him to earth, oh that they'd nay doot. The puzzle was new who T get the brute oot. Sign yin o them stood at the hide o' the pool, another yin talkin' his stance at the fit, while the third tried his best T breck the brew dune. Mackin use o' the T and the heel o' his buit. At last he cam oot Mackin fast up a drain, for conveying the little springs into the main, but Archie was ready, and took a sure aim, and knocked him doon dade why a big cobble stain. Then here's T the lads wa then did display, sick courage and speed at the huntin' that day, and lang may the tale roon the fireside be told. The bearers, to the mournful sound of the curfew's note, onto the churchyard they go bearing the form of a dear lost friend. With measured step and slow, a moment they pause the cords to adjust, then lower him into the ground, while paying their last respects to the dead, the mourners stand around, reverently they cover him up. Of mortal this is the end, then sadly leave him in the dust, where the tall trees sway and bend. In the winds that weep o'er the lowly graves, where the ashes of forebears lie, and the requiem sounds from the crystal stream, that is swiftly flowing by, Menachburn, when mist nay langer hides the bray. And rain cluds flee afore the sun, why, rod in hand, I slowly gang, a wattee fish in Menachburn, dear Menachburn, what memories cling, rune ilka bend that's in thy course for happy oars I spent in youth, I thank thee for them wort the source. I fished ye when the days were short, I fished ye when the days were lang. And whiles wee Davy was my mate, and whiles it was his brither Tam, free Mossburn dune by witching clooch, and by the path that Max Glenham, T wore your waters when in spate. Gang roarin' o'er the horseman Lynn end than a wee bit fairer on. I mean we got a hearty lotch, when silly Rab fell in the burn war waters flow fray dark Glenclotch, those happy days are lang syne gain. And I am wearin' on in life my pleasures a in lookin' back there's neething new but care and strife, when nature fails and I mon bend, and fade just like a witherin' tree, beside ye, gin I hay my wish, I fain will lay me doon and dee, the H-E-I-G-H-T-S of G-L-E-N-D-Y-N-E. On a fair summer morn when the sun did adorn, the top of Glengaber, Glencreeve, and Glingless, I wandered away to the hill and the brae, at the footstool of nature a few hours to pass, as I climbed the steep hill by the pure little rill. That trills its sweet song mid the heather and thyme. My memory swept back on its well-beaten track, to the days of my boyhood and friends of lang syne. From the head of Glendine I kept a straight line, as far as the rock where the fox makes his den, where the hill of the bloody bell stands like a sentinel, guarding the pass to the bonny monk's glen. Nowhere I have been is such wild beauty seen as that from the spot where I then took my stand, it must stir the cold heart, inspiration impart, these marvelous works of the almighty hand. Where is the pen amongst the learned of men? That could to the mind's eye its beauties array? Where is the hand the brush could command? Its splendors so solemn and wild to portray, freedom from strife and the cares of this life. I find in this solitude has its abode, the soul it is free as the soul ought to be, to commune with nature and worship its God. A-W-A-D-D-I-N in the glen, 50 years ago, song tune, 100 pipers. Stranger, what's of the steer in the village the nisht? And what is gein rang why the folk villager? There's neething gain rang, and a thing is ricked, it's meg gettin' merit tea jock. Ye see, when a wadden tax place in the glen, It is a momentous occasion, for a gooied week afore the hail o' the crack. Is Waz bid tee the jollification, chorus. Then hasty awa tee the wadden, the nisht dinna miss it whate'er may befa. Ye'll never forget it as lang as ye leave. The lasses are busket sae bra. When ye're biddy mon hasten awa tee the bride, if ye can why a denty bit present. For the lassie we a dee or best ye mon ken, tee mak her doon sittin' foo dacent. And the women folk a mon see the bride's bras. Ken what siller she got tee a fraction, and the mare that she gets the mare they are pleased. It jies them the mare satisfaction. Chorus, the bride's freens meet in her father's ain house, and sit, if tea sit there is room, and wait till they hear the fiddler's lilt, that speedily brings the bridegroom. The minister then the marriage begins, as a rule he is told tea be brief, and quickly he ties them a knot why his tongue, they never can loose why their teeth, chorus. And then it's the grand procession that's formed, the best man leads aff why the bride, while the bridegroom comes on at the tail o' the line. Hot and close tea the minister's side, the fiddler leads at a lively pace, and clear fray his strings does he draw, the bonny sweet notes o' that auld ferrant tune. Oh, it's wooed and merit and a chorus, the procession mon halt at the bridegroom's new house, while the bride gangs in tea admire, then a furl o' breed is thrown o'er her hide, and why the poker she steers up the fire, the procession moves on, and the auld wife eyes cry, "Ay, sirs, but she's bonny and bra." The fiddler's tune at this juncture is drooned by the company's hearty hurrah, chorus, "Ay, the way tea the ha, where the supper is spread. They march though a mile and mare, auld Bacchus afore them I beckons them on, for he's routh o' a gooied things there. When the supper is o'er, the minister speaks, on the joys and the sorrows o' life, advises the bride tea be gooied tea her man, and bridegroom tea be gooied tea his wife, chorus. Then will may we be, ill may we ne'er see, is sung by the guests in accord at the end o' the rune, why a thunderin sound. They fritch and the rats fray the board, they disperse for a wee tea meet later on, tea hay and nisht's pleasure and fun. For there's neething like daffin' and dancing ye can, tea drive dowie care tea the one. Chorus, the fiddler tunes up and rosins his bow, and souples his arm for the jinkin', at the very first note that soons throw the ha, the lads why, the lasses come linkin'. The bride and bridegroom lead aff the first dance, weel pleased why ilk ither I'm thinkin', while the aldians that arena sae fleet o' the fit, gang canny awa tea the drinkin'. Chorus, the fun and the daffin' gang on without check, till the nisht's turned into the mornin', they've even been kent for tea hod at the dance, till the sun the hill taps was adornin'. But if drike is the dance, the drinkin' is war, never heard is the craw o' the cock, for as lang as there's drink and the jollity gooied. It's nae easy mater tea stop, chorus, but the drink gang's doona for the druth, and the hurts o' the tippler's a sadden, and ilka yin new mon fin his way hame, for that is the end o' the wadden. New dinna ye think that they're jean tea the drink, and tea honour their no weel behodden, their leal and their true, their marrows are few, though they tack a wee drap at a wadden. Chorus, the three fishers, at dawn of day we sped away on the path that skirts the mine hillside, war elven burn, why money a turn. Gang singing tea the river Clyde. When lazy loons did lie and snore, and dream the gowden dawn away, we lapped the burn at Greenshield's door, and brasted bald the one gate bray. One? Then o'er the fence and through the pass, that's cleft atween the lother hills, war mountain air, sae pure and rare, blaws free fray peddens crystal rills, dune peddens vale strocked for poutrill, we god, and in o'er min's nae doot, there was but what why, flea, or worm, we'd land some bonny speckled trout. The sun shone bricked, or hurts were licked, we knew that we were better far, away fray city's din and strife, war poutrill mingles why the door, three fishers keen as air were seen, tea throw a line on lock or stream, new plied their rods why muckle skill, and soon their creels began tea fill. We fished the anarchy and squaw, free noon wheel on tea even in fa, likewise Glenacher and Glenjeath. And then we tramped across the heath. Tea wore the toll bar stood a lane, like oasis in a desert plain. War weary fishers meet the gither, tea rest or join the sang and blether. Like nectar was the landlord's cheer, Glenlivet, stout and reaming beer, but ere the drink could tack or brain, we wisely took the road for hame, iked lang Scots miles and uphill road, besides o' fish a heavy load, we stotchered on why money a grain, vowing we'd ne'er gang back again. But ere a week its course had run, we thocked on neething but the fun, we had on Clyde's clear sparklin' river, and aff we got as keen as ever. 1. From Reed, Mawege Ttiechiwa. O'er 100 year old, ye're still hale and strang, ye have seldom been ken the time tea jai rang, though peerteth may come, and misfortune befa. I never will pert why ma wag at the wa. Ye belang tea ma granny when she was a bride, she coughed ye and fixed ye up on the wa side. New fashioned timers I've heard her miscaw. There ne'er was a clock like her wag at the wa. When I cam tea this whorl, oh, trouble and sin. War We Work Or Life Ut Ti Keep Or Life In. When I opened Ma'in, the first thing I saw was the Bra Sansi face O My Wag At The Wa. It is easy TC year no jerry made, ye have been fashioned by workmen wheel up tea their trade, the modern timepiece has nay chance ava. When compared why ma old ferent wag at the wa, many changes ye have seen since ye start at tea tick. Your hands tea gang round and your wheels tea gang click, ye sit on your perch serene throw them a steady mark in the time, ma wag at the wa. The mail coach has gain, and the trains teen its place. We've zeppelins and aeroplanes fleeing in space, why wire and why wireless and x-rays in a money wonders ye have seen, ma wag at the wa. Electricity harnessed likewise ye hay seen, propelling the ship in the bald submarine. Defying the elements, rain, one, and snaw, it's the age of invention, ma wag at the wa. In city and country it's driven the trams. It will soon, I've nay doot, be applied to the prams. The lorries and buses and motor cars bra what's next on the program, ma wag at the wa. Ye hay seen us in peacetime, ye see us in war, the roar of the cannon is heard fray afar. The guied sword o' freedom we strongly mon draw, as or sires did lang syne, ma wag at the wa. The wekta or blows the Kaiser mon feel, till he's sake at the hurt and ready tea kneel. Tea or brave sturdy allies in Britannia, then peace will be lastin', ma wag at the wa. Dear wag at the wa, I hear by yer chime. It's time I was stoppin' this rummelin' rhyme, I'll blow out the cannel on Morpheus Alca, and I'll bid ye guidnisht, ma wag at the wa, curmudgeon. The word curmudgeon denotes to the author's mind everything that is bad in human nature. Oh, of the ills we hay tea bear, the greatest is curmudgeon, and gin I had ma wool o him. Trounce him why a bludgeon, he thinks that man was made tea morn. Tea trouble he wad bind him, tea ilk fireside he trouble brings, and leaves the same behind him. He is the daith's hide at the feast. He's always in employment, his greatest pleasure is tea keep, mankind fray o enjoyment. When we are on a holiday, we want the sun tea smile again, and jai's a joyful cloudless day, it's then curmudgeon prays for rain. To him, there's great men in this world, there's equals and inferiors, he scorns the honest working man, and fawns on his superiors. He licks the rich man's dirty buets, and never mends the flavor by every means he tries tea gain, the lordling's smile and favor. A bonny lass gies dancin' by, was licked o hurt and cheery, he tells the next man that he meets, she's anybody's dearie, and if he meets a sober lass, wa has nae smile tea greet him, he says still waters aft rin deep, and the devil lies beneath them. The lads are a gone tea the deuce, why impudence and pride, man, their lochin sang and merry ploy, curmudgeon can abide, man, he is an elder in the kirk, believes in fire and blood, man, and for or sins wad burn us up. Or droon us in a flood, man, curmudgeon is a thrifty carl, the siller he can hain, man, tea catch the bobbies on the hop, curmudgeon's ever fain, man, it maters na who it may come, tea him it's always gain, man, o'er ilk yin's fouts he greets and grands, and never mends his ain, man, tea damp the fire o' age and youth, he's like a soaket blanket, we hay na money o' his kin, essaye let the Lord be thankit. Burns e'en had peaty for the deal, deep dune in his vile dungeon, but Clutie is a gentleman. Compared why auld curmudgeon. The B-O-N-N-I-E banks o' cree, down by the river cree I stray, this lovely day in June the birds are sweetly singing. The wild rose is in bloom, the sparkling waters flowing from the highland rocks set free, in kingly style and glory by, the bonny banks o' cree, oh if I were an artist true. Paint this scene so fair, fields and flowers and shaggy woods and streams and mountains bare, and if I were a minstrel bard, I'd sing in praise of thee, the wild birds to outrival on. The bonny banks o' cree, sweet river, I must leave you, and I leave you with regret, this glorious day upon thy banks, I never will forget. I may again, if heaven wills, enjoy thy charms and see the love-inspiring beauty of the bonny banks o' cree. Chancellor's seat, L-E-A-D-H-I-L-L-S, amidst the Lowther Hills, on a slope rising from the Shortclug, Burn, the friends of the late Henry Chancellor of Newton, and Shield Hill have erected in his memory and to mark the spot. Where he was found dead on the 1st of April, 1915, a stone seat, which is a center of interest to visitors in this district. On paying, my first visit on a fine autumn day to Chancellor's seat, as it is, called, I was deeply impressed by the circumstances of his death and the wild beauty, solemnity, and solitude of the scene of his passing. In front, the main Lowther slope rising steeply to its lofty summit. Its still smooth sides dressed in soft, springy gray-green turf. From the right, the Shortclug burn springing from the rocks of the Five, cairns winding its way down the glen, to the left, the purple, heather-clad hills stretching as far as the eye could see and in close. Proximity the reservoir, its surface water moved by the wind and sparkling in the rays of the sun, the whole made a scene that could not fail to suit the jaded spirit, weary with the vexations and troubles of life. Such with its spring instead of its autumn. Dressing was the scene of the passing of Henry Chancellor. Amidst the everlasting hills he loved so well, he met his end, what pain he bore. No tongue could tell, no earthly friend was standing by, no loved one over him to sigh, no tender human heart was nigh with grief to swell. And yet his greatest friend was there, in yon lone glen, who holds creation in his care, and lives of men to comfort and uphold him till the angels winged adown the hill. To bear his spirit from all ill and mortal ken, in emi amore, the last of the old ban, lines suggested by the death of John Dixon, gone is the last o' a gooied auld ban that played in the glen langsyne, bewardly and bald like the hills o' their hame, stalwart in body and min, for anything clever and manly at gala or market or fair, they could haud the croon o' the cossie, fritched it for naebody there, Gracies, M. Millins and Tyler, Nicol and Dixon, M. Kane. Hasty and Harkness and Shankland, they're like we may ne'er see again, weel could they handle their trumpets, their notes a SAE sweetly in tune, knee ban could tee them hot a cannel, though ye'd socked for 100 mile rune. And yet they said neething about it. SAE modest and manly were they never were gooied at the braggin, though difficult parts they could play. They played at the sports and the picnic, they played at the concert and dance, weel pleased if by honest endeavor they could orbit pleasures enhance. Happy were they a' thegither, when met for a crack or a dram, their mirth never mair unseemly. Then the lilt o' a gooied auld sang, new, alas, their gain fray amming us, nee mair will their music inspire, maybe the maester has tan them, tee play in the heavenly choir, to Mr. and Mrs. James S.L.M.O.N., Wanlockhead, on the death of their son, Private Robert Slimmen, Duke of Cornwall's light infantry, while serving his country in Egypt. Dear friends, the news has come to hand. I scarce can think it true, with heart that sore I pen my thoughts, and send them on to you, we cannot read the hand of fate, or what's in store foretell, we know not why his life was claimed. A life that promised well, fair as the noon of summer day, or like a flower in spring, or like the glint of morning sun, that makes the wild bird sing, such was his life. We had a glimpse, that filled our hearts with joy, alas, the rose but hid the thorn, as gold hides the alloy, when loose becomes the silver cord. And broken by death's strain, the body crumbles, but the soul returns to God again. To where the wondrous might of love is voiced in deathless song, have faith, its power will fit our boy to join the angel throng, and so, methinks, we should not mourn or question dispensation to know he did his duty well, must be our consolation. And while the months and years roll on, his memory let us cherish, and ne'er forget our bright young friend, till mind and memory perish. Dr. Wilson, WNLOCKCHAD, or Doctor, come a wa leave in Wanlockhead, and mern why me or doctor's dade, nee mare he'll cheer us on our way, nee mare he'll spiel the gowscora's bray, tee his loved hame amming the flewers, war he did spend his leisure oars that were few and far between, for sere he twald fray morn till e'en, tee free his patients fray their pain, and mak the broken hail again, why muckle skill he tent us a, why equal care, baith great and sma. A kinly hurt beat in his breast, his love was great for man and beast, I ready fortune smile tee share, the freen and champion o' the pure, on nature's charms he looked wide joy, and earnest seekers did employ. Wa gathered fray the mine and glen, money a flewer and mineral gem, he had his faults, we hae nae doot, what mortal ever leaved without, they were SAE sma, we couldna scan them through the virtues o' the man, and knew his earthly courses run, nee mair he'll see the settin' sun. And watch fray aff the mountains hicked, day's glory dien in tee nisht, the loss is oars, we mern foo sair, maybe his like will see nae mair, till death's dark shadow dims the air, or doctor will remembered be funeral of Private Alex. H-O-W-L-A-N-D, 2nd K-O-S-B, who died of wounds in St. Luke's Hospital, Halifax, and was buried in Wanlockhead Churchyard on August 30, 1918. The curfew's mournful tone was heard, resounding through the glen and from the pathway on the hill. The heavy tramp of men, whose mien contrasted strangely with the glow of autumn's sun, bearing the form of a soldier lad, to his rest so nobly won. T'was sad to see the cordage pass, his dear old father's home, from which, at the call of duty stern, he sailed across the foam. T'was sad to see his mother's grief, and hear his sisters weep. Ere the silver line began to shine, through shadows dark and deep, they laid him down in the old churchyard, neath the swaying, bending trees, where green grass grows and wild flowers bloom. Mid the heather-scented breeze, far, far removed from the din of war, no more to feel its thrills, to rest in peace in the kindly shade of the everlasting hills, lines on a friend, who, before he died, expressed the desire to be laid in Wanlock. Oh, lay me doon in Wanlock, untroubled I will sleep, war heather grows and the burny rose, awa tee join the deep, The friends lie there I kent lang syne, the kindest and the best, until the resurrection morn. Amming them let me rest, dear Laud yins that I leave ahin, oh dinna dinna mern, according to great nature's plan, tea dust we mon return, oh Wanlock, dear auld Wanlock, beside ye I mon be, for God has planted in my heart a deathless love for thee, Wully TAMSON, late OSNAR, near war Dunnyton smoothly flows, a namely poet leaved lang syne, a kinly, genial, honest soul, wha wove his fancies in tea rhyme, a humble shepherd lad was he. And ne'er aspired tea high estate, his name was never on the roll, amming the world's rich and great. In simmer heat and winter's snaw, he tent his flocks upon the hill, war he could inspiration draw, free tumlin burn and sparklin rill, free heather bloom and waven fern, free linties sang and bonny fluer, free winter storms and driftin snaw, free thundercloud and sleety shewer, in simple words he sweetly voiced, the joys and sorrows o' the poor, mang shepherd lads the country roon. He bore the gree in social oar, a man o' independent mind, he feared nae maester, man or lord, I strect was he at merit or fair, or seated at the social board, auld Scotland, why will we forget? Te render honour war its due, why will we fawn on gowd and lan? Why, neething higher in or view let's fill a bumper tea the brim, and toast his memory near and far, and ne'er forget tea honour men. Kitchener, the nation mourns for K of K, who from this life has passed away, his body lies beneath the wave. The soldiers found a sailor's grave, the hero he of many a fight, was stern unbending for the right, in purpose strong, he feared no foe ah fate. Then why this cruel blow, the nation mourns, where can she find? A man so true, so just, so kind, with brain and hand to guide the helm, and guard the honor of the realm, would he had lived to see the fall of Europe's tyrants one and all, from war's fell grip the world's release, and nations crowned with lasting peace sleep on, great heart, if we endure. Like thee, our victory is sure. Thy shade will lead us, nation's friend, thy spirit conquer in the end. In loving memory of David Siwamamangi, beloved husband of Margaret Gracie, who died at 126 Glasgow, Road, Burnbank on Monday, 7th October 1918, aged 51 years, the angel of death came silent and swift, and wafted your spirit away and all that was mortal with reverent touch, we sadly consigned to the clay. We thought of you then as the husband and friend. The brother who did not wax old, whose rugged exterior never could hide, the big, kindly heart of pure gold, we thought of the last time we met on the hill, and angled the swift-running stream, how we gloried and reveled in nature's delights, and the golden hours passed like a dream. As we stood at the close of a perfect day, inhaling the mountain's pure breath, we recked not how soon between us would roll the dark, sullen river of death. The summer will come with its long, sunny days. The daisies will spangle the lye, the brooks and the rivers will sing to the sun. As they flow on their way to the sea, the wop and the lapwing will sound their wild note. The thyme and the heather will bloom, and all these allurements will call you again. But no answer can come from the tomb. You have crossed o'er the bourne to the mystery land, no more will we meet on this plain, the joys of the bright sunny days we have spent. We cannot live over again, yet meekly, submissively, humbly we bend, to the will of our Father in heaven. To him, with his infinite love for mankind, let honor and glory be given. In loving memory, O.F., baby Anna Jane M. Kenzie, she came like a ray of the morning sun, like the gleam of a meteor at night, to gladden our hearts and fill them with joy, and her advent was hailed with delight. As the fleecy cloud so pure and white, or the snow by the tempest driven, was her tiny form in its perfect mold. In her eyes was the light of heaven, too good and pure for this world of strife. Where virtue is often a name, she was borne away by the angel of love, to the realms from whence she came. No parent's love could keep this child, nor grandmother's tender care, no setting had earth for such a flower. So angelic, so lovely, so fair, Wanlock LADS. There are hearts bowed down in the manse in our town, as there are in the miner's cot, for the brave sons who fell mid the shot and the shell, whose names shall ne'er be forgot in the old gray glen, they proved to be men, when their lives so freely they gave on the scroll of fame will inscribe each name, while they lie in the soldier's grave. They hear not the battle with cannon's loud rattle, no sound can awake them to fight once again, they have gone from this life with its bloodshed and strife, their numbers are found on the list of the slain. Yet why should we weep, they have well earned their sleep. Also, to the glen they will never return, they stood in the fight for God and the right. Then why, oh why, should we mourn? Then all bereaved ones should be proud of their sons. And pride ought to smother each sigh and each tear, as Britain today is proud of her stay. When danger and death is near, oh, great power divine, pray hasten the time. When all men shall know thee and each knee shall bend, then peace like a dove shall descend from above. this terrible carnage to end, the Ald Volunteers, D Company KOSB, time brings its changes in country and tune. We're conscious o' this when we tack a look round. Guid men hae gain, gin ye lend me your ears, I'll bring ye in min o' the Ald Volunteers. There were men frae Kirkconnell, SAE bewardly and fine. Though the mayest o' them rocked in the depths o' the mine, a fine set o' fellows, devoid o' fears, they made a guid third o' the Ald Volunteers. Dune Menach's fair glen frae Wanlock's high hills, far famed for their beauty and clear sparkling rills. Cam giants in stature, new mark ye wahears, they were real men and true tea the Ald Volunteers, descendants o' famous on history's scroll. The brave men o' Sanquhar completed the role, why, pride in their hurts they looked back through the years. These then were those in the Ald Volunteers, Captain Stewart and Wilson, M. Connell and when they marched with the lads o' the heather SAE bra, thocked DC, KOSB then had few compeers. J. Prude were the 3-0 the Ald Volunteers, the young volunteers, the young volunteers fray the veil o' the nith. May their hurts never fail, nor their arms lose their pith, as we hear o' their Doran, or heard it aye cheers. And we pray for the lads and the young volunteers. The day will soon dawn in the east and the west, war o'er brave lads are jying the foemen nay rest, the fect will be o'er when the morning appears. Why victories croon for the young volunteers, some are wati the land o' the leal, forgotten are bullets and daedly called steel, war there's angels, bricked angels, tea wipe o' watiers, and the watchword is love, why o'er ain volunteers, the pony drivers lament for Puir Geordie, who, going lame, had to be shot before he could be drawn from the mine. Pure Geordie. Ye are dayed and gain, and free fray every ache and pain, free tip a tail, tea glossy mane, ye were a beauty. And when ye were upon this plain, ye did your duty, tea draw and kept, tea turn and back, and lift a hutch when aft the track, ye wear not fear your limbs, tea rack. But strained why micked a horse like ye for Dean Wark ne'er saw the licked shame that a beast like ye SAE fine should e'er been pit in Duna mine, a waff fray o' the gled sunshine. Ah, cruel fate, they thocked tea bring ye up again. Alas. O'er late when ye god lame and couldna draw, they killed ye why a rifle ba, I couldna stand tea see ye faw. SAE turn tea rear, tea hide my grief and wipe awa, the startin' tear. And knew when in the grave ye lie, I think on ye why money a sigh o'er milk that spilt nay use tea cry, say tack your rest. But this I ken, as low ye lie, Ald Friends are best, the bride's lament. Song tune, bonny light horseman, refrain. I had a true lover, he god to the war. Twas a lasting farewell, here I'll ne'er see him more, we were happy together on yon mountainside, where we met and we parted, he made me his bride, refrain. At lose in the battle my lover fought well, though wounded and bleeding, still fighting he fell. No more he will wander his own highland glen, for my lover lies buried on fair Flanders plain, refrain. When this wild war is over, I will go to his grave, the salt tear to shed for my gallant and brave. Oh. Bitter is my sorrow, and sadly I weep, and fain would I join in my lover's last sleep. Refrain, when God in his mercy shall call me above. We shall meet and rejoice in his infinite love. At D.A.V. Weiss' grave, the life of one we called our own, has ended here, here lies his frame, his soul has flown to grander sphere, where pain and suffering come no more, where silver waves lap the golden shore, where the music of the angelic choir falls on the ear. His simple life showed noble parts. From day to day, by love and trust, o'er all our hearts, he gained the sway. Our love and care tenfold repaid by him, now dear departed shade. Resigned to suffering while he made his heavenward way, the circling lapwing's eerie cry o'er the wind-swept mound, and aften sweetly singing by, doth requiem sound, we'll leave him here with nature's wild, fit resting place for nature's child. Whose life was pure and undefiled, in hallowed ground, songs, the Ald Sangs. Medley tune, the Ald Hoos. When first I heard the Ald sangs, twas at my mither's knee, I'll min her voice SAE sweet and low, until the day I dee, she sang the sang o' Ald Lang Syne, the braes abune bana, the bonny woods o' Cragelia, and nanny's new awa, chorus, the Ald sangs, I like SAE weel tea here, oh sing tea me the Ald sangs, tea hurt and memory dear, yestreen I got a weefu gate, I tramped o'er moss and fen, tea hot a tryst why bonny Kate, in Morrig's fairy glen. Ye banks and braes o' bonny dune, the lass o' Ballachmyle, and ye shall walk in silk attire. Why merry o' Argyle, chorus, bra bra lads on yarrow braes, why Rabbi's bonny jean, royal Charlie's new awa, and Jock o' Hazeldean, ye bring tea me a pint o' wine, get up and bar the door, gidnished, and joy be why ye, my bark is on the shore. My Ald violin, when I was a callan just entered my teens, why my ain penny savins and help o my friends? I managed tea gather a pickle a tin. Tea buy ye in Gleska, my Ald violin. I'm in when I got ye who prude I was then. I couldna been mare SAE though laird o the glen as I lovingly cuddled ye under my chin. I vowed I wad cherish my auld violin. The first time I tried your notes sounded queer, but at scrappin' and shiftin' I did persevere. The last rose o' Simmer and Father O'Flynn. I soon learned tee play on my auld violin. I thocked when I'd learned wheel tee handle the bow. There had ne'er been aic like since the days o' Neil Gow. For Skinner or Murdoch I cared na a pin. As I drew the chords frae my auld violin, ye god tee the concerts, the waddens and balls, and encores were rife frae the pit and the stalls. And the youths why the dancin' were fain tee begin, when they heard the blithe lilt o' my auld violin. Though hard be my fortune and sair be my toil, tee gain me a leavin' frae mine or frae soil, I'll sit by the fire when my day's dark as dune. And drive awa care why my auld violin, when the trumpet shall sound and the caw shall go forth. Tee the east, tee the wast, tee the sooth and the north, when they that are ready shall be agethered in, I fain wad be there why my auld violin, the auld thackithoose. I'll sing ye a sang about the days o' lang syne, when the thocks o' the past are the first on my min, then many happy days I spent when I was young, in the auld thacket hoose on the braes o' the burn. My faither and my mither, S.A.E. Canty and S.A.E. Cruse, were happy why their bairns and their ain auld hoose knew their sleepin' in the mools and sair di mern, in the auld thacket hoose on the braes o' the burn. My brithers and my sisters hae a teen there flicked, and their far fray the beeld war they first saw the licked, but I'm sure that in longin their thocks aften turn. Tee the auld thacket hoose on the braes o' the burn. New I'm gettin, auld and doited and I'm wearin' awa. Tee the land war there's nae pain nor sorrow ava. And lansome I'm waitin' till the maester says, come, free the auld thacket hoose on the braes o' the burn. The auld gry glen wanlock, 60 years hae gainin mare, and yet I mind foo weel, when I was but a laddie just ready for the shool. The bonny strappin' lasses and the brawny stalwart men, reared amming the heather in the auld grey glen. Each hame was warm in winter and cool neath simmer sun. Built against the hillside why routh o' lime and one knee drowin' room or parlour, but just a button ben, we'll theek it o'er why heather in the auld grey glen. Tee meet why yin anither we cheerily wad gang. And be happy at the gither why a gooied auld sang though, pure we helped ilk ither and wad borrow and wad len. Twas a raw communal system in the auld grey glen. The lads when gone a courtin' in gooied hamespun were dressed. Why bra Balmoral bonnets, a hijar o' the best, knee hats why gaudy feathers had Mary, Mag, or Jen. They were cuddled neath a plaidy in the auld grey glen, though customs, fashions a hay changed the spirit still the same. And were ready IT play or pairts for country and for hame, or dearest, bravest laddies we willingly did send, T-fect for love and honor and the auld grey glen, level no six, song, tune, bound to be a row. Come a ye jolly miners and listen T-ma sang. And then in pity drop a tear as doon the veil ye gang, for a pure unlucky chappy was been in money a fix, and is new a pounny driver doon in level number six. Chorus, in level number six, in level number six, your sorrows are nae far tee seek. In level number six, there are twa pounies in the mine, a bra and bonny pair, and physically fit are they td their work and mare, but dandy why his funeral step, and bobby why his tricks. Mac the driver's life a burden doon in level number six, chorus. And then the ruif is far o'er low, why the hinger hingin doon, your needin stickin placed eye for the dressin o' your croon, sometimes ye think ye have got it, fray a huner wecked o' bricks. Job's patience wadna stand the test in level number six, chorus. Whiles when ye think ye are dean wheel, and a sang begin tee croon, it's then ye hear the gaffer's plaint. Is this a ye hay doon? If ye dinna get the happens, ye or share tee get the kicks. Free the gaffers or the pounies doon in level number six, chorus. The miners doon in number six are awfu hands tee sweer, gang and hear them for your soul. Gin ye think that I'm a liar, there's the billies and the sandies, the taffies and the mix. Cosmopolitan is just the word for level number six, chorus. Why, this fash and worry, I'm seek and tired o' life. And I'd gulledly gang and droon maisel gin that would end the strife, but a worse mick than befammy, for I'm nae freen o' auld nicks. SAE I think I'd better work awa in level number six, chorus, emergency pump level number four. In 1908 we set ye up. A mechanism fine we admired ye as ye lashed, the water fray the mine, knew that anothers teen your place, ye are reckon second rate, and dark and silent there ye stand, until there comes a spate. But when we ask ye for a lift, ye start af why a roar. SAE keen are ye tee deer bit at level number four. When oiled and greased and packet wheel, and steady hods the steam, ye gang as smooth as ony clock or ony poet's dream. Tee pumps and horse and humankind, the kindlier we are, the mare o' gooied we get fray them, the less tee fret and jar. SAE let us aye keep this in mind. When when Ilka's spell is o'er, and kindly tend you while ye rest, at level number 4, the turning o' the wheel, new song with an old title. Old country style, as I was a-walking upon a simmer day, I spied a bonny lassie a-winnow in the hay, says I, my bonny lassie, true love for you I feel, will ye wed and share what fortune brings why the turnin' o' the wheel? Says she, my bonny laddie, I'm far o'er young for thee, my father and my mither they baith wad angry be. Were I SAE young tea wed why you and leave their hamely beal, tea share what fortune brings you why the turnin' o' the wheel. Says I, my bonny lassie, oh. Dinna say me nay, though young you be, that is a fout that's mendin' every day. If ye'll consent tea marry me, ye'll find me kind and leal, and we'll share what fortune brings us why the turnin'. O' the wheel. Says she, my bonny laddie, your offer tempts me sair. Gin ye can win the auld folks, I'll hesitate nae mair, and I'll lay by my winnins, likewise my rock and reel, and share what fortune brings ye why the turnin' o' the wheel. New we've been married many a year, and happy we hae been. We watch o'er children's children a sportin' on the green, let Ilka lad and lassie walla each other wheel. Get wed and share what fortune brings why the turnin'. O' the wheel to arms, song, recruiting call, arise, arise, Britannia's sons, and forward go with flag unfurled, and help to crush this murderous power that seeks to dominate the world. Arise and answer to the call, and strike for freedom and the name of manhood gainst a foe that's lost, alike to honor and to shame, then dauntless let your courage be. Upon the land, upon the sea, blood of the innocent cries to you, for vengeance on the fiendish crew. Fear not to fight, fear not to die, in the dear cause of liberty, then righteousness shall be your guard. The god of justice will reward the happy lover, song, in light vein. Twas in the gooied auld simmer time, when birdies sang SAE cheerio, ye nisht I busket in my best, and god tea meet my dearie o, chorus. Singin, foul the doll, foul the diddle owl, singin, foul the doo-a-dee-dee-o, I met her common o'er the muir. I was richt glad tea see her o, I kissed her 20 times in mare, afore that I wad free her o, chorus, her dainty hide wheel filled why sense. Aineth her cockernony o, her hair the jet, her e the slee, her rosy cheeks SAE bonny o, chorus, her lips SAE sweet, her chin SAE neat, her teeth SAE white and pearly o, her form the fairest o, the fair. Her voice just like the merly o, chorus, will yock it be at Martima's, tipu throw life the gither o, that happy nisht will ever mind, amming the bloomin' heather o, chorus, never seen more, song, first verse, old song, some die when they're young and some live to old age, man is a play actor, this world is a stage, each one plays his part, and when it is o'er, the curtain drops down and he's never seen more, he toils from the rise till the set of the sun, and the shadows come down ere his labor is done, still he holds on his way till his harvest is o'er, then the curtain drops down and he's never seen more. Oh, man breathes to live, and he lives but to die, his life's a short dream with eternity nigh, his joys and his sorrows are very soon o'er. For the curtain drops down and he's never seen more, as we go through this world let us fight the good fight. Let us help one another and do what is right, if we all do our best there's naught to deplore. When the curtain drops down and we're never seen more, Wanlocks B-U-I-R-D-L-Y Robin, to Robert W-N-L-O-C-K-R-E-I-D, born in Wanlockhead, 1850, song, tune, Neil Gow. Up in the sooth war chill winds blaw, and aftbetide rain, roke and snaw, twas there the advent did befa. O Wanlock's bewardly robin, chorus, he was a rantin' clever cheel, could jie a screed ricked aft the reel, and sing a canty sang as wheel, Wanlock's bewardly robin, the fairy folk a merry ban. Aroon his cradle bed did stand, while the fairy princess waved her wan. O'er Wanlock's bewardly robin, chorus, year sign, in youth's bricked sunny days, he ran about the bonny braes, mang nature's wilds he tuned his lays, Wanlock's bewardly robin chorus, like Burns and Hogg and Tannehill, he plied the muse why muckle skill, and aften did o'er hurt strings thrill, Wanlock's bewardly robin chorus, he's new awa far o'er the main, and's added luster tea his name o, will he no come back again? Wanlock's bewardly robin chorus, the lass o durisdr, song tune, my love is like a red, red rose. Refrain, O bonny burn, why water crystal clear? Sing sweetly by the hame war bides, the lass o durest dear, though but a lass a low estate. I carena wa may hear, me sing her praise why a ma hurt, the lass o durest dear refrain. In Cairn's wild majestic glen, flowers bloom the hurt tea cheer, but the fairest flower amming them a, the lass o durest dear refrain. Why voice sweet as the linties sang, melodious on the ear? Why e'en SAE blue and hurt SAE true? The lass o' durest dear refrain, though I hae gain SAE far awa, tea fect for country dear, my fondest hopes are centred on, the lass o' durest dear refrain. A fairy guard fray enterkin is why me hae nae fear, for I'll come safely hame and wed, The Lass o' Durrisdeer, refrain, Bonnie Jean, song. A Kennan yont the Lother Hills, in a miner's cot SAE trig and clean. A lass was born in 60 wa, the gossips cat her Bonnie Jean, she was her mither's pride and joy, an angel in her father's een o. Ne'er was lass in a the glen that could compare why Bonnie Jean, refrain, then here's tea the lass there's nane can surpass, and maya that's gooey befa her, I formiest in the merry ploy. Mang lads and lasses on the green, tea sing and dance and play the game, nane blither there than Bonnie Jean, I've heard the linty sing his sang, and money fairy dawns I've seen. But neething could the fancy stir, or touch ma hurt like Bonnie Jean, refrain, ye nisht aineth the moon's pure licht, that bathed the moor in silvery sheen. I speared her gin her hurt was mine, it's yours for aye, quo Bonnie Jean, the years rolled o'er or hide since then, he money joys and sorrows gien, but still I share them yin and why my leal-hearted Bonnie Jean, Betty o the Strnkly? 1. Song, been in London and Perry. 2. I've seen the beauties o'er the sea. But nane o them could please ma like Betty o the strankly, refrain. O a the lasses I hae seen, this I'll say foo frankly, there ne'er was yin amming them like Betty o the strankly. O nature's charms she has full share, besides her virtues are so rare, that she why angels micht compare, blithe Betty o the strankly, refrain. O gin I were a worthy swain, I'd strive and work in siller hain, tea win her hurt and mac a hame, for Betty o the strankly, refrain. Tea comfort her o'er life's short span, O may she wed a leal gidman for kindly hurt and open hand, has Betty o the strankly, refrain. 1. Strankloog. 2. Paris, lass a jalian dowrian, Glendowerin sits upon a hill, SAE Bonnie, all alone ye'll find it ginny tack a walk, soothwast fray Crawford John. And when ye get upon the hill, amming the sheep and kye, gist caw upon the farmer's folk, ye mauna pass them by, ye'll see a bonnie lassie there. I donna tell her name, for look and airt she'd envied be by money a titled dame, her music fills the hoosewy sound. SAE pleasin tee the ear, it touches baith the hurt and min, and Walken's memories dear, the lad that wins this lassie's hurt, will happy be I'm share why love and soul inspiring airt, what could he wish for mare, then may their lives like pleasant dreams. SAE smoothly pass away, till fray the hill they hay tea gang, when life has closed its day. SAE WULL we yet, new version. Come cheer up, my comrades, and never say die, there's nay cloud in the lift the one canna blaw by, neath the sway of a despot we never did sit, we've aye held tea freedom, and SAE wool we yet. A tiger came forth and Europe was his prey, for many a year his cubs have drunk success to the day, but the day will come round, and the biter will be bit, for we've aye laid the tyrant low, and SAE wool we yet. Here's a health tea o'er lads on the land and the sea. And may a gooey attend them warrior they may be, in the days that are gain they hay nobly doon their bit. In purpose, they are still as strong, and SAE wool they yet. Why should we sorrow for the brave that are no more? They fought for right and justice, and they've reached a fairer shore, where we'll see them yince again when we prove Uisils is fit. We've trusted aye in providence, and SAE wool we yet. Why o'er leal-herded allies then, hand in hand will go? Till we've silenced all his mighty guns and vanquished the foe, then peace fray or country may ne'er Haiti flit. We've aye believed that this would come, and SAE wool we yet. The BONNIE auld Doric o Scotland, tune, Kyle Brose o auld Scotland. I've been told by a freen, though I'm laith SAE tea think, that the auld Scottish Doric is new on the brink. O, passin awa and becommon extinct, the bonnie auld Doric o Scotland, the auld Scottish Doric SAE fine. When I first saw the licht in a wee but in Ben, and start at life's battle tefect amming men, foo, soothin, tee me was the sound o it then. The bonnie auld Doric o Scotland, the auld Scottish Doric SAE fine, the days o my boyhood sair trouble did bring. Time always carries it under his wing, tee ease me o pain my mither wad sing. In the bonnie auld Doric o Scotland, the auld Scottish Doric SAE fine, wheel rode in a plaidie and belt fray the one. I courted a lassie SAE winsome and young, I whispered my love in the auld mither tongue. The bonnie auld Doric o Scotland, the auld Scottish Doric SAE fine, where I may roam on the land or the sea, or Doric will I be the sweetest teamy, it cheers the lane hurt and it licks the sad eh. The bonnie auld Doric o Scotland, the auld Scottish Doric SAE fine, it's nonsense tea say that the Doric mon gang, for Rabbi has made it immortal in sang. SAE new, my auld freen, just admit ye arang. Boot the bonnie auld Doric o Scotland, the auld Scottish Doric SAE fine, cheer you pee, we bairnies in the city slum, the time is drawing near. When in your lives of want and gloom the daylight will appear, there's men and women working hard, before their work is done. They'll take you from your darksome home and place you in the sun, chorus. Then cheer up, Don't let your spirits go down. Always trust in Providence and never wear a frown. Cheer up, cheer up. Keep smiling if you can. It's an antidote for trouble in the life of man. Now, all young men and maidens in the heyday of your charm, be sure and mate with those you love. Twill save you future harm. But if a man or maiden gay should bring your love to naught, there's as good fish in the sea today as ever have been caught. Chorus. You married men and women who have realized love's dream, and now, with quiver filling, pulling hard against the stream. You strive and work, yet wonder how your offspring may be fed. Look up. The dawn is breaking, there are better times ahead. Chorus. You old and gray and feeble, who have spent your days in toil, to gain an honest living from the mine or from the soil. You must be better tended here, on that we all agree, till you glimpse a fairer Eden and your spirits are set free. Chorus. Where is the Hindenburg line, sung to the same tune as the famous old song? Where is Maine, leetle dog gone? Refrain. Where, oh, where is the Hindenburg line, that is drawn on the land and the sea? Tis a puzzle to find this Hindenburg line. Oh, where can it be? Where, oh, where is the Hindenburg line, where Hindenburg's going to stand, and fight with his might against all that is right? All for love of his own Vaterland, where, etc., Billy and Sandy and Davy and Pat, along with their comrades of France, are trying to find this wonderful line and make the old Hindenburg dance. Where, etc., if Hindenburg waits on the Hindenburg line, his dangers increase without doubt, for the Yankees will find him and surely compel the boasting old cuss to get out. Where, etc., forward, forward, the brave of the mountain and valley, forward, the brave of the country and town, forward, the bravest and best of the city, forward to glory and deathless renown. Know that we're fighting for honor and freedom. Know that we strike in humanity's cause. Blood of the innocent bids us remember to stand for the right and humanity's laws. Count not the cost in the brave who have fallen for them. The dark night with its trial is o'er, for we must fight on till the clarion call of the right shall be heard from shore unto shore. Free the white slaves from the power of the tyrant. Drive down oppression in every land. Know that by honest and dauntless endeavor, we nations can bind in a glorious band. Wanlock, by M. Arthur, song. Some foolishly wander across the wide billows, allured by the gold-bearing streams of the West. They dream California can yield them a pillow, whereon they in safety and comfort may rest. Chorus. But Wanlock, dear Wanlock, I'll not leave thy waters. My home is beside thee, the home I love best. When spring's gentle sun o'er the lothers is rising, when summer why verdure their still sides has dressed. I'll wander these glens, foreign landscapes despising, for these are the scenes still most dear to my breast. Chorus. 'Tis true that we dwell where the stormy winds gather, and thunderclouds burst on the wild mountain's crest. But oh, to reside near the home of my fathers is dearer to me than the gold of the West. Chorus. In autumn we'll roam through the sweet blooming heather, that clothes the auld dod in a bright crimson vest, and in winter, why, wife and bairns gathered together. Around our warm ingle we'll sing and be blessed. Chorus. Then Wanlock, dear Wanlock, I'll not leave thy waters, for even in death down beside thee I'll rest. Ma auld siro and Ietam, an appreciation of Giariraso and Giurasiae. By J.M. Acharicanius song. I'll sing a crony wa dearly I la, his virtues are money, his vices are few. Treat him fair and ye'll find him as quiet as a lamb. It's a pleasure tea meet why ma auld crony tam. Refrain. Ma auld crony tam. Ma auld crony tam. It inspires me tea meet. Why ma auld crony tam. When he plays his auld fiddle it max ma hurt thrill. Ma faith. He can handle the bow why some skill. Ye may travel o'er Scotland and fairer may gang, ere ye meet why the macho in a auld crony tam. Refrain. Tam is humble and honest and canneth old pride. He never believed in a great show outside, and people wa just mak religion a sham, will ne'er be admired by ma auld crony tam. Refrain. He aye tries his best, and nae man can dee mair. But in spite o' it a he is still mang the pure, weel he kens that o'er great social system is rang, and wad fain see it mended. Ma auld crony tam. Refrain. I hae roamed on the moors and the bonny steep hills. I hae listened tea sang birds and sweet rimpling rills. Oh, essay happy I've been in the simmer days lang. Why auld nature's delicts and ma auld crony tam. Refrain. I sing why, great pleasure the sangs fray his pen. A credit is he tea or dear auld grey glen. New friends, come and join in the lilt o' ma sang. As I sing in the praise o' ma auld crony tam. Refrain. H. L. I. To the lads who fought so heroically at the Battle of Loos on 25th September 1915. Song, tune, hot Ashfelt. When they left the mother country to fight the barbarous Hun, we knew they never would turn back till victory was won. The fathers, mothers, sisters, wives were loath to say goodbye. To the gallant soldier laddies in the HL, I chorus, you may talk about your Gordons and your Irish Fusiliers, your Black Watch and your Royal Scots and famous Grenadiers. But for lads who meet the foemen with courage bounding high, there's none can beat the laddies in the H-Hell. Aye, and when they'd crossed the briny and were marching through Boulogne, and striding on light-hearted, Tipperary for their song, the mammaesels in ecstasy admiringly did cry, "Oh, see the bonny laddies of the HLI." Chorus. When at their post of danger, midst the roar of shot and shell, with poison gas discharging fumes as from the pit of hell, on their courage and their steadiness commanders could rely. For devoid of funk were laddies in the HLI chorus, and when the order to advance came sounding low and clear, our gallant Highland laddies answered gaily with a cheer. Then at the foemen boldly rushed, their motto, "Do or die," and dauntless were the laddies in the HLI chorus. All honor to that glorious band who fell to rise no more. They died for right and justice, and they've reached a fairer shore, where the brave shall meet together without a tear or sigh. There will find those gallant laddies of the HLI chorus, brave LADSOSANQHAR, song tune, yellow-haired laddie. The brave lads O'Sanquahar, tee the war hay again, tee fecht for or freedom, or country and hame, when duty did caw them, they answered the caw. And the brave lads O'Sanquahar, will conquer or faw, the brave lads O'Sanquahar, remember foo wheel. Cameron and Renwick and Crichton O'Peel, names time why its changes will never efface. And the brave lads O'Sanquahar will never disgrace, they are fearless and strong as the best in the land, I steady and sure at the word a command, tee honor and kindred, they never were faws and shudder tee shudder a in a guid cause. Foo money o the leal and the true hay gain west, tee reap their reward and their nobly won rest, their memory why laurels, bricked laurels, will croon, though sere be or hurts in. The Auld Burg tune, Menachburn tune. Kirkconnell Lee. When Miss Nay Langer hides the lift, and rain cluds flee afore the sun, why staff in hand I slowly gang, tee muse on thee, sweet Menachburn, refrain, sweet Menachburn that springs SAE clear, free out the Lother Hills SAE high, the happy days I'll ever min, that I in youth hay spent by thee, dear Menachburn, what memories cling, around thy bonny woods and braes, near thee the Muirland bard was born, that sang SAE sweetly in thy praise. Refrain, those happy days are lang syne gane, and I am wearin' on in life, my pleasure's a lie in the past, there's naething new but care and strife, refrain, when nature fails and I maun bend, and fade like ony witherin' tree, beside ye gin I hay my wish, I fain wad strake me doon and dee, refrain, miscellaneous pieces, scunnert, tee the workers. At the result of the South Lanark elections, 1913 and 1918, some look on this life why a smile. While ithers look on't why a froon, some are up in this whirl. While some in this whirl are doon, we're told that contentment is gain, a virtue we oct tee acquire, but the worker is nay worth the name, wa wadna tee better aspire. Some thousands in mansions are rich, he mair than they ever can need, while millions are leavin' in slums, and lackin' their daily braid. It's a terrible state o' affairs, will ye no mak an effort tee mend it, will ye stand why the poor in your hand? No strike a blow that wad end it, dinna tell me ye hina the poor. And likewise ye hina the pence, it's as easy tee prove ye of the poor, as it is that ye hina the sense. A change is required in or laws, and wa dee ettle tee mak it, not the privileged class, wa hey rule de SAE lang, though that is the class ye of I back it. Your leaders are guid as they're true, still ye cater tee prejudice hoary, though your conscience mon cry ye a rang, ye vote for a Whig or a Tory. It's anoch tee mak, angels weep. And reformers turn in the grave, when the workers gang beckon and booin, and playin the fool in the knave, new your guid auld pioneers won. Gain ne'er will his memory sink if ye of ony respect for his name, try and be able tee think, guid by the new I hoop ye will men, but raily it's no tee be wonert, that freens wa hay your interests at hurt, canna but sometimes be scunnert. 1. Care hearty, to an absent friend, dear crony, we are met the nisht. Tee drink your health for auld lang syne, why social crack and canty sang, we fain wad a or sorrow's tyne. Ginny had been amming us new, or melodies wad sound mare sweet, your kinly voice wad add the note. T. Mac, the harmony complete. Burns tells us man was made T. Mern. Why that we dinna I agree, for here are we five chaps the nisht, as blithe and merry as can be, some find this world drear and dark. Free cradle onward T. the tomb, a touch a kindness new and then, breaks through the seeming cheerless gloom. SAE as we travel doon the vale. Let's help each other a we can, and never slicked though pure he be. The social, freely honest man. Here's health again. Lang may ye leave, hail be your min, hail be your hurt, and may prosperity be yours, and I the honest manly pert, the miner. In the depths of the mine the miner toils, far from the light of the day, to earn a crust for those he loves. He works while work he may, for the years roll on and vitality wanes, ere the need of his labor be gone. So he wills to work while his strength holds out, for he thinks not of self alone. The thought of danger or death in the mine never daunts his mind or his heart, and strong is the swing of his brawny arms as he nobly plays his part. He holds at his task with a firm resolve, for he's one of a sterling breed, to provide the nation with what she requires in the darkest hour of her need. When invasion threatens Britannia's shores, he is ready to do or to die, and Britannia knows that in times of stress, she can on the miner rely, to uphold the honor of right and truth, to defend his country and hearth. Thank God for men with a heart like his. They are surely the salt of the earth. Our country is rich by the sweat of his brow, and it's needless saying we can't provide for the miner and see that his days are free from the shadow of want, and when old age comes with palsied hand, he may rest from his labor until the angels bear him away to the land, where he'll work to his father's will. Love, love. O sacred sentiment, to bless mankind thou it surely meant. Hope and joy and comfort giving, love alone makes life worth living. Brave men fight and brave men die, for kindred, home, and country they count no sacrifice too great to make for thee in liberty. In times of peace, in times of war, thy influence outspreading far, doth teach to play the Christian part, to soothe and heal the wounded heart. Throw life with all its ups and downs, when fortune smiles or when it frowns, thou dost thy kindly vigil keep, to laugh or comfort those that weep. No tongue can ever tell thy worth, thou art the grandest power on earth, the greatest blessing ever given, for thee our thanks ascend to heaven. Curlin, when cronies meet or in the tea, the roarin' games the game for me. O'er ither games it bears the gree, then leaves me on the curlin'. It brings the red blued tea the brew, ye canna weel be do no moo, when blued your veins gangs course and throw. When at the game, O curlin, gin ye wad please your worthy skip. Stand firm and natch and dinna slip, direct your stain strocked frae the hip, when ye are at the curlin'. And if he wants to wee bit looter, just draw your stain rick tee the shooter, or he will say ye heena pooter, for the manly game o' curlin. Gin ye expect tee win the cup, on besoms ye mon hod the grup, and I be their tee soup it up, when ye are at the curlin. And when ye are at the soupin' game, min and soup afore the stain, or ye of nay yin but your soul tee blame, if shots ye lose at curlin. Here, lords and dukes why rab and tam, meet as equals man tee man, a heezer tee the social plan, is the gooied auld game o' curlin. A word o' advice. Lloyd George and Haldane Hay had a castoot. I dinna weel ken what it's a been a boot. I hoop it is finished. We canna afford. At this critical time, tee hay ony discord. Or countries at war and the need is foo great. Tee ston o' the gither for freedom and state. The slackers' resources, likewise profiteers. At this time, o' the day we mon gist common. Employers o' labor and dealers in grain. Ne'er let country's need be your ain selfish gain. Sillers know everything that ye mon ken. Let honor come first in your dealings, why men. Workers wa win by the sweat o' your brew. A leaven why, pick, hammer, shovel, or plough. Strike na the new, tis the enemy's gain. Try some other way tee come and tee your ain. Let's remember the brave lads we hay at the front for you, and for me they are barren the brunt, and a we can tee keep up their hurts. At least let them see we are playin' our parts. If men o' a party's my advice will but tack. We'll soon hay the foe on the braid o' his back, a bonny new era will then usher in, and why militarism forever be dune. Jock. In or lanely we clacken there leaved a young cheel. Wa had never been far frae his father's ain beal. His manners wad lead ye tee think he was saft. And e'en tee believe there were werps in the waft. Mang his mates he was aye made the butt for the jest. And they tried money methods his courage tee test, but Jock's even temper they never could rile. He answered a jibes why a braid sunny smile. When war was declared and the king called for men. Free the city, the county, the mountain, and glen. Oh, the floor, oh, the clacken he got a gooied stock. Strange. Nebody ever yints thocked about Jock. Then Jock disappeared frae the clacken ye day. Tee the nearest recruit shop he'd hastened away, and the neist time we saw him we gat quite a shock. For a braw soger laddie they'd made oot o' Jock, and knew he's a wa tee the famed Dardanelles, and were prood o' the lad, for he's yin o' oosels. If he's spared tee come through, nay surprise it will be. If for valor he's wearin' the bonny V.C., the exile, one Sunday morning late in May. I on the Calderbanks did stray, field and forest were in bloom, and nature all in perfect tune, a glorious sunshine, hum of bees, and happy songbirds mang the trees while from its bed the waters gleam. Enhance the beauty of the scene, from scenes like this my thoughts still roam, to childhood's days, to love and home, I long with longing almost pain, to see those dear old scenes again, I mind the time when as a child, I rove the hills so free and wild, sacred to martyrs' memory, who gave their lives for liberty, there read the Muirland bard was born, wa sang essay e blithe and cheery o' hills and glens and muirs and fens, and ablins a his deary o', though I have wandered far from thee. And tossed on life's deep stormy sea, my fondest memories ever turn to dear old friends by Wanlock Burn, the old churchyard. The sun has sunk behind the hills and upward throws his golden light, while shadows creep adown the glen to gather in the coming night. On vantage ground, in pensive mood, I stand upon the heathery brae and see the workers quit their toil and weary homeward wend their way. Mine eyes behold the old churchyard, wherein now moldering lies the dust of men and women whom I knew, so kindly natured, good, and just. They lived their lives mid tranquil scenes. Like bloom on flowers they passed away, their ashes lie neath the greening sod, their spirits. Where are they? I know not, therefore cannot tell. No man can see beyond the tomb. I live in hope that by and by all kindred spirits may commune. A letter in rhyme to John Patterson Blantyre. From Robert WNLOCKREID, Montreal. Auld Freen, O mine across the sea. What ails ye that ye never write? Ye canna hae forgot me, or who tea speak in black and white. Come roos ye, man, and gize your crack. I richt fain tea here frae you, and I'll engage tea post ye back. 3 sheets for yin, and cram them foo? Hetch, but the times hae greatly changed. Since our acquaintanceship began, then blithely o'er the hills we ranged. In yon wee glen war Wanlock ran. Sma thocked had we that stormy seas. Wad ever row o'er steps at ween, when licksome as the simmer breeze, we god and cam at morn and e'en. New at your ain fireside ye sit. A deuce gidman, mang wife and weens, rockin' the cradle while you're fit, or listenin' as the lassock learns while I upon a foreign soil, across the wild Atlantic theme. In lanely exile, cheerless toil, and dream o' hame, and dream o' hame, in ilka letter that comes o'er. I'm told o' something changin' there, some furly max me start and glower, some weefu stories vex me sair, the lasses that we lewd hay wed. The lads we kent are beardly men, some auld gidwives and carles are dade, will ne'er their faces see again. But John, the hills are yonder yet, the grand auld hills we lewd SAE wheel, that you and I why lick some fit. Foo money and money a time did spiel, and throw the glen as blithely still, the bonny burn gang's wimplin dune. War aft we tried o'er fisher skill, or listen tea its eerie croon, ilk stream or hict can raise in me, dreams o' the past that ye hae shared. Sweet dreams o' youth and thoughtless glee, ere we for walth or wisdom cared, there's Enterkin, Poutrel, and Dore, and Karen's Lins, and Katie's Well, and Menock Water, Clyde, and Snar, and Money, Another Burn, and Hill, and ilka time I hear them named, away across the surgeon's sea, like some wild bird but halflin's tamed. Sicko the tune, my fancies flee, and in the gloamin' faw yince mare I hear the linty sing, and hearken throw the startled air, the muircock flee on whirrin' wing, new will ye lay your loof in mine, and mak a tryst this day why me, tea meet as aft we did lang syne. This time 2 years, gin I be free, TC yince mare the hikes and hows, dear scenes o' many a youthful ploy. War young love pledged its early vows, and life was knocked but smiles and joy. We'll see o'er lasses a grown deuce. O'er auld folks wearin' thirt and gray, ilk dear kenspeckle face and hoose, ilk singin' burn and sunny bray, we'll rin the hills like herds gain wooed. We're young yet and as y'all as then, and gin we're in the fish and teed, we'll try the rod and line again. While lazy loons lie still and snore, and dream the gowden dawn away, we'll loop the burn at Greenshield's door, and baldly breast the one gate bray, far o'er the loather's money a mile, and deep within his lanesome glen. All door comes dune in kingly style, we'll try nay waters but his ain. And when we pert as pert we maun, ablins forever walk and tell, we'll tack ilk ither by the hand, and kindly bid a lang farewell. And in the hurts o' baith I ken, the memory o' that day will be, a link that binds T. Wanlock Glen, twa lovin' cronies till they dee the answer. Pro John Patterson Blantyre, by the author. Dear Rab, your letter I received, weel pleased was I T. Hay fray you. A promise that for yin o' mine. Ye'd send me 3 and pang them foo. SAE, I will keep ye T. your word, for I'm nay adept why the pen, though, had it been a business deal. Todd my ain why businessmen. Hetch I, but things are greatly changed, since dune the burns we ran the gither, and fished fray morn and dawn till e'en, or wandered mang the bloomin' heather, year new awa across the sea. Why honors added to your name, while I contented why my lot, why wife and weens bide nearer hame. Oh, winsome lasses that we kent, the mayest o' them are merit new, some are weel aff, and some are pure, and fin at hard tea struggle throw, some lads like you hay wandered forth. In foreign climes tea win their braid, some wives and carles that we knew, are new at rest amming the dade, the grand auld hills are just the same, knee different in shape or form, impervious tea the wear o' time. Unshaken by the beat-in storm, the muircock still foo crousely craws, the linty sings upon the hill, the wops wild cry fray aft the moor, still moves me why a nameless thrill, auld freen, I'll gulledly mak a tryst, for I'm aye fain tea meet why thee, as aft I've dunin days gain by. For ye God SAE far fray me, and though I'm weirin on in life, and know as y'all as I was then, we'll meet and spend the Lee Lang day, and taste or boyhood's joys again, though in this life we I mon pert, still hods the paction we hay made. A friendship such as we enjoy, we are agreed can never fade, and when we close o'er e'en and doth, and in tea dust o'er frames decay. Tease of the spirit and goes on, tea glory in an endless day, a note o thanks. Dear friend, I hoop this wee bit note will reach its destination. In it ye'll find a word o thanks, for your appreciation of lines upon the dear old friend, whose death has caused o'er sorrow. But though the cluds hang dark today, the sun will shine tomorrow on chastened hearts that can rejoice, tea see the sufferer free. Though new we canna see the licked, for grief has blint the I hae nae skill in poetry, and little ken o grammar, in mackin o ma ain bit rhymes, I aften mack a stammer. Essaye ye may ken I'm unco pleased, tee here ma piece was splendid. And though I ken it had a fout, I had no wit tee mend it. Essaye let the critics criticize, when tired they will forbear if tee your heard it did appeal. For them I dinna care lead hills, birthplace of Symington and Ramsay, whose names in thee are household words, who honor gained in peaceful times, with steam and pencil, not with swords, lead hills. What memories cling around thee, of boyhood's day and riper years, of social hours I spent with friends, whose loss I mourned with bitter tears. Young friends have gone to dangers distant, and e'en to death, if so he wills, their hearts are thine engraven on them. The image of their home, lead hills, a few remain whose hoary locks, proclaim their course is nearly run, facing with kindred dust they'll lie, the loathers and the rising sun, we pass. We go we know not where, the future's hidden from our gaze, we live by faith, we do believe. This life is but a passing phase, leading to something ever greater, purer, higher, brighter, far. Steadfastly let's do our duty. Honor for our guiding star, Euchin's banks and wooded braes. Worthy theme, O minstrel's lays, on thee I spent my youthful days. Essaye free fray care, and we tee think that I may roam thy glen nay mare, my country needs me, I'm on gang, tee fect a wily foe and strang, but victory will be my sang, whate'er betide, a Prussian rule upon my soul, I couldn't abide, Nithsdale sons as true as steel, fighting for their country's weal, he made the haughty Hun tee reel, and shall I then? A coward prove and hide mysel, within thy glen nay, jai tee me the sword and gun hull prove a worthy mither's son, and fight till death or victory's won, that ye may be. In honor held fray tyrant's yoke, forever free on higher plain where queen of the meadow scents the air, and wild thyme adds aroma rare, with bluebells nodding to the pear. A charming lot, along with other flowers is fair, forget me not. I love to wander all alone, free from thoughts of goods or gear, far from the haunts of worldly men. In sweeter, purer atmosphere, where bonny blooms the heather bell, on mountainside and moorland fell, and dancing fairies weave their spell. In mystic ring, where lovers meet their tale to tell, and wild birds sing, I love to wander all alone, at morn or noon or evening fall, with cheerful voice and grateful heart, to praise the giver of it all, song birds. The blackbird pipes fray the hawthorn tree, his flute-like notes of melody, that tell me the lang dreary winter is past. And the bonny simmer days hay come at last, the mavis singin, neath the plantain shade. His blithe bald sang tea a winsome maid, wha coyly yields tea a sang weel sung, mins me o the time when the hurt was young. The wee cochran SAE Judy and neat sings me a sang SAE sweet, memory wooed hot its pure refrain, for atonement may gang ere I hear it again. The skylark sings tea the angels abune, and tea mortals the notes, his sang come dune, I hear him weel, though I mayna see. His form as he soars in the lift SAE high, the linty and the broom and the merly and the thorn, join this happy quartet why their love sweet song. Why many other sangsters I micked name, that Mac, Amang, or Moreland their mountain hame, the great creator in his love divine, makes the earth tea blossom and the sun tea shine, the birdies tea sing, SAE charmin and rare the photo. Dear friend, your photo I received, it's really very good, so please accept my thanks in rhyme, you've caught me in the mood. Though the photographic art is great, and wonderful withal, no shade can be as good to me as the original thanks, I will safely keep in your beautiful reflection and every time I look at it. Twill bring to recollection a pleasant summer holiday, mid rural scenes so fair, in ease of mind, with friends so kind, my memory lingers there. Something WRANG. Lines on seeing a delicate boy on a cold day, thinly clad, wearing boots minus the soles, pure wee shilpit, feckless bairn. Ma hurt is sair tee see ye, and though I hina muckle poor, I'll dee ma best tee help ye, I hay a pound that I had saved, against a rainy day, twad burn ma pooch while year in want, I'll spend it come what may. And when it's dune some other freen, may tack thy hapless form, and beel ye fray the frosty one. and Frey the Winter Storm, Yer sad dark in look and tea mine, and Jai Ma heard a pang, they humbly tell though tongue be still, there's surely something wrang, than tea a system that's accursed. May every ill betide, that when a fin the barons in meet, and raiment fit provide the flu, on falling a victim to influenza while on holiday, mercy me, is this the way that I mon spend ma holiday, groan in why pains in legs and back, ma reason fairly on the rack, the sun beats warm upon the plain, and yet I'm shiverin' tea the bane, stown in pains gang through ma hide, mackin' me wish that I was dayed. Ma nose is rinnin' like a stream, bleert and a most blin ma'in, within ma throat the microbes rife. Are cuttin' cords why roost at knife? There's no a joint in a ma frame, but what has gotten a chin pain, the sicked o meat fair max me grew, a thousand curses on the flu? Wee Jim, wa is that toddles oot an in, wee Jim. And wa when cross kicks up a din, wee Jim. Wa when he's pleased, why lochin eh, comes rinnin' fray his mither's knee, and distributes his kisses free, wee Jim. Wa is that has a curly pow, wee Jim. Wa sets his granny's hearth alow, wee Jim. Wa when in mischief or in fun, max face and hands as black's the lum, is threatened why a scalp at bum, wee Jim. Wa fills his tummy foo, oh sweets, wee Jim. And then in pain sits dune and greets, wee Jim. Wa when he's sufferin' why the bile, through his pain tries hard tea while, awa the dose a castor isle, wee Jim. Wa rins about why naughty boys, wee Jim. Wa listens words a graceless choice. Wee Jim, wa like a parrot when he hears, repeats their slang and other sweers, and dins them in his mither's ears, wee Jim. Wa ist we la sae offudir, wee Jim, and wadna tyne for gowd or gear, wee Jim, what though he romps and sometimes cries, pure innocence beams in his eyes, he's just an angel fray the skies, wee Jim, the NURSES, suggested by a photograph of Nurse Cavell. A winsome woman, trig and neat, love, kindness, beaming in her eyes, in toil through day and watch by night. She makes of self a sacrifice. Her coming, like the golden beam, of sunlight in a darkened room, brings comfort to the sufferer's heart, her brightness banishing the gloom, her youth and pride of womanhood, with all their joys are put away, her Christ-like life she dedicates and gives for frail humanity. We find her in our dear homeland, in ward and mansion, cot and hall, we find her on the stricken field, where sorely wounded heroes fall, ready to play her angel part, and tyrant's evil power defy. For honor, justice, love, and truth, prepared at any time to die, then let us all revere the nurse. For virtues great and manifold, her worth to us could not be weighed, in shining bars of purest gold, the true man, he breathes and lives and moves along the line of his allotted span, equipped with reason for a guide, by far the highest part of man. He cannot say from whence he came, his maker did no message send, he cannot tell where he may be, at his inevitable end. His life is more than can be seen, upon the beauteous flower-decked ground, a deeper meaning hidden lies, which mortal man has never found. In God's good time he will succeed, the signs of nature to define, with clearer vision than behold, and realize the plan divine, the beauteous earth gives forth her fruit, when harvest suns preside above the bloom of flowers and singing birds, proclaim to man a God of love, he feels the wondrous power of love, which, caught and held by reason's sway, will raise him to perfection's height, and bring about the perfect day, meanwhile mid sickness, pain and death, with gleams of pleasure here and there, he works. Sometimes his load seems light, and sometimes more than he can bear. Yet through it all his faith holds firm, he walks according to his light, to God and mankind ever true, in brightest day and darkest night, an evening prayer, Father, we give thee thanks once more, as daily we have done before, for countless blessings from thy store. Of love and grace look on us, Father, we implore, with smiling face, the evil we have done this day. Forgive, O Lord, we humbly pray, thou knowest, neath the tempter's sway. We're prone to fall, then guide and guard us all the way. Great Lord of all, this night, as neath thy wings we creep, we pray thee loving vigil keep, may we reward of labor reap, safe from all storm, resting secure in blessed sleep. Till breaks the morn, then to arise alert and bright, refreshed by slumber of the night, strengthened to renew the fight. And try again, to think and say and do the right. Amen, amen, Rabbi, the gist in rhyme of the author's first speech at a Burns. Supper, what can I say about Rabbi, that has not already been said? What tribute pay to his memory, that has not already been paid? Great men and clever hey a had their say, on the laddie wa followed the plue. The subjects o'er big for a head sick as mine, them wa can dee it justice are few. Of nay skill in the clinkin, o classical words. That some freens o ma ain't think SAE gran. SAE dinna expect me tee jai ye screed, in a language I don't understand, or auld mither tongue I maintain is the best. O a hurts it can open the portal, and Rabbi Y lyric and hurt Melton sang, has made the auld Doric immortal. He sang, oh, the birdies, the trees, and the flowers. He championed the cause, oh, the feeble. He sang, oh, the joys and the sorrows, oh, men. He stood against, oh, that was evil. He sang in the major some rollickin' gangs. Which filled ilka hurt foo, oh, glee, his sangs in the minor sae dowian sad. Brock the tears drappin' dune frae the in or grand Scots wahe the patriot is seen. Tease the slogan, oh, Scotland today, and war is the Scotsman on hearin' its caw. Wad ever be last in the fray? The land, oh, the leal is equally grand. In conception of true human love, and belief in the land war there's neething but joy. Neath the smile, oh, the feather above. Flow gently, sweet afton, to Mary in heaven. The Lee Rig, my nanny's a wa. Such gems a love sang or best minds declare, made Rabbi the King o' them a, when his hand swept the strings o' auld Scotia's lyre. The notes were sae bonny and sweet, like the heavenly bliss o' the fond lover's kiss, when in their ain Eden they meet. Let the story, the toast, the speech, and the sang, and the glass tack their course round the table, though it mayna be muckle that ilk yin can dee, at least let him dee what he's able, tea help in the cause we a hay at hurt. Let's toast it afore we disperse. That brithers will be on the land and the sea, embracing the hail universe. Welcome home to DMOBLICD soldiers, welcome home. Brave sons of Scotland, from the far-flung battle line, welcome home to peaceful labor, in the workshop, field, and mine. Welcome to our social functions, free from war with all its ills. Welcome to our love and friendship, and your native glens and hills. You have nobly done your duty, firm and steadfast you have been. In the most terrific conflict that the world has ever seen, daring death within the trenches, daring death from out the blue, in the mighty charge and carnage, strong in motive, brave and true, you have earned a grateful nation's. Thanks for giants' work well done, you have helped to crush the despot. In the victory that's been won, victory that cost your kindred, heavy toll in blood and tears, forget you? No, we will not, though we live 1,000 years, mourn not for your comrades fallen. On the field or in the deep realize, tis sinful calling them from glory or from sleep, tyranny no more can grieve them. Broken every galling chain, they have gone to serve the master. On a brighter, higher plane, a daydream, prone by the side of a moorland road, soothed by the green of the velvet sod, I dream of the time when war shall cease, and a weary world will be at peace of a time when the mind of man will recoil, from the lust of gain and from needless toil, when honor and love will ne'er be sold. For worldly power or the gain of gold, when man shall arise and cast aside, corrupting wealth with its pomp and pride, and a system that's long been tried in vain, that breeds the worst in the hearts of men, when the shadow of want shall be chased away. That darkens the home of the poor today, and the fruits of the earth at the harvest fall will be gathered and used for the good of all when the babe shall be tended and ope like the flower. That so sweetly blooms in my lady's bower, and the maimed and the old with the silvery hair shall be treated in love with the tenderest care when the spirit of brotherhood shall command, from the Arctic zone to the coral strand, and the flag of freedom will wave on high, on every land beneath the sky. Dedicated to WNLOCK soldiers, away from the head of the Wanlock Glen, where nurtured you were to the status of men, you marched when the heather was shedding its bloom. With the war song of freedom, your spirits in tune, the surge of true manhood carried you on, to the thick of the fight in the fire-swept zone, through the fume of the gas shell's deadly breath, through blood and mire, onto glory or death. To you, still part of Britannia's shield, back with victory crowned from the dark-stricken field, along with the broken, the maimed, and the dead, we owe an account that can never be paid, shades of the dead. Now with war drum still, we hear in the wind of the moor and the hill your voices that tell in triumphant song, all is well with you there in your father's home. The LOWTHER winds wail, a memorial of death by exhaustion on the Lowther Hills, by the author of God's treasure house in Scotland. Janet Miller left her service at Kirkhope on Wednesday the 3rd, January, 1877, instead of Friday the 12th, as previously arranged on a visit home to be present at the marriage of her sister. The day was so stormy, and the road so full of snow wreaths that the carter with whom she should have gone could proceed no further than Leadhills that night. It is considered to be 10 miles between Kirkhope and Leadhills, a dreary, steep, and rough mountain without any very distinct path, and that which is traversed was obliterated by the snow. Still, she had passed the Lowther Heights upwards of 2,300 feet in safety, descended, and crossed the short Clooch Water and the fence, ascending the rough side of the only ridge which separates this valley from the village, and without deviating from the track, exhaustion and death overtook her within 20 minutes or half an hour's walk of home. A shepherd's wife, returning from a funeral on the following Tuesday afternoon, discovered her body. Little thought she that the very day fixed for her homecoming would be her funeral day. Obtaining leave sooner than expected, unfortunately, instead of coming by the road with company, as advised, she resolved to take the hill. Though urged to go early, she delayed, though warned of the coming storm and night by more than one friendly voice, still onwards and upwards she pressed. She knew the hills and the paths, she was young and strong, and how much would her happiness be enhanced by gaining home that night, and then the morrow and the month, how full of joy. So bravely on she struggled, battling with the blinding drift till her strength was gone, quite gone. Then, gently she laid her down to sleep. It was her last on earth, and the cold snowdrift gathered quickly over and formed her winding sheet, hiding her body from human eye for well nigh a week. Her bonnet and parcels were found in the bottom of a fallen-in shaft up to the edge of which she had climbed. With shawl drawn over her head, cloak tucked in about her, and her cheek laid upon her hand, there she sought a rest which proved to be her last on earth. Leadhill's village bell had ceased, mourners from the graveyard passed, to the lonely shepherd's cot. Jeanie then her dismal lot, walking lonely up the glen, thinking of those in Heaven, when a form lay sleeping. A form lay sleeping, a form lay sleeping, yea, in death hand neath head upon the heath, when carried and buried lamented, Lotherwine's wailed story presented. Dawnatari, I'm on hame, though I climb the hills my lane, murk the day, and hike the wind, oot o'er the muir I'll brawly rin, spiel the loathers like a grew, wade the burn, hame safely through. Na, my lassie, dinna gee. Far o'er short this winter's day, here ye know the suff o' storm, howlin' round Glenacher's horn bide ye, lass, in Kirkhope beal, fare the morn, the hills ye'll spiel. Dawnatari, I'm on hame, aft the hills I've climbed a lane, sister's marriage, ken ye know? Comes ere lang, SAE I'm on go, farewell, Kirkhope's freenly ha. Fleech nae mare, I mon gee wa. Wheel my lass on hame SAE set. Cart and road and hame ye'll get. Sun's o'er leg to tack the hill, why snaw the huchs and hags ill fill. Ne'er to get thee lent o' hame, death wad cry ilk day me blame. Dawnatari, I mon hame, Langer stay. Twad be a shame round the road or o'er the hill. Hame this nisht I've set my will, knew I'm aff the month tea spend. Crawford muir gued by till then. Over muir and vale she sped, as if elfin feet her tread, past the river, cross the road. Where a shepherd's cottage stood, he concerned thrice urged her stay, mountain scale another day. See the storm, it's gatherin' fast. Strong men couldna stand that blast, shelter tack, and I'll convoy, oot o'er hills why muckle joy, the morn's morn as soon's it's licked, stay wise new, it's a mayest nisht. 15 falk and mare they say, lost the life ere break o' day, amming thee hills, SAE may ye, fa doon warsel till ye dee, tack ye advice, stay here the nisht, morn and sun may shine foobricked. Dawnatari, I'm on hame, dinna bid me. Gone hame, young and y'all, I'm no SAE flayed. Warsel through baith wind and tide, stand the snifter o'er the hill. Lovin' hurts why joy to thrill. Blue fierce snowdrift. Almost gone, on she struggled, bravely on paused to take a breath of air, step by step crossed over where loathers wore their winter's sheet downhill, blinded with the sleet. Dawnatari, I'm on hame, twas on heart her utmost theme. Burn, ye roar foo lewd and ball, and oh, your waters dreed foo call. Venter mon I and get through, should ye swell fray bank to brew. Wheeze me. Waited aft this burn, ne'er till new felt sick a turn, think I'll faint I'm unco waff water. Then jiz I bit quaff reether better. New I'll try, fence and hill I'll soon be by. Dawnatari, I'm gone hame, thock jiz strength, though I feel lame, wheeze me. What's come o'er me new up mon dim this scraggy brew? Hetch, that blast is unco keen, bannock can a new be seen. Dawnatari. Yes, I mon, lay me doon for this week dwelm, shawl my hide, ill shelter gee, please keep warm. Come to a wee. Dawnatari, wish twir SAE, feather, mither, sister, wee, war am I, on call hillside, mon I hear, who lang abide feather in the heavens high, think for Jesus' sake on me deen though I'm a my lane, Dawnatari I'll get hame. Dawnatari, I mon hame e who my hurt langed for hame on earth's nae mare for me. Mang the snaw, I'm gone to dee friends, oh leave them no a lane. Dawnatari, bring them hame. New sleep I mon, and this call snaw, clear winnin sheet rune me will blaw. Almost a week her body lay, the grave its home, homecoming day. End of the project, GUTMBRGEBOOK, songs and rhymes of a lead minor asterisk asterisk. Updated editions will replace the previous one, the old editions will be renamed. Creating the works from print editions not protected by U.S. copyright. Law means that no one owns a United States copyright in these works, so the foundation and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission and without paying copyright, royalties. Special rules set forth in the general terms of use part of this license apply to copying and distributing project. Gutenberg trademark electronic works to protect the project GUTMBRGTM, concept, and trademark. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark and may not be used if you charge for an ebook, except by following the terms of the trademark license, including paying royalties for use of the Project Gutenberg trademark. If you do not charge anything for copies of this ebook, complying with the trademark license is very easy. You may use this ebook for nearly any purpose, such as creation of derivative works, reports, performances, and research. Project Gutenberg ebooks may be modified and printed and given away. You may do practically anything in the United States with ebooks not protected by U.S. copyright law. Redistribution is subject to the trademark license, especially commercial redistribution. Start. Full license. The full Project GUTMBRGTM license. Please read this before you distribute or use this work to protect the Project Gutenberg trademark mission of promoting the free distribution of electronic works by using or distributing this work or any other work associated in any way with the phrase Project Gutenberg. You agree to comply with all the terms of the full Project Gutenberg license available with this file or online at www.gutenberg.org/license. Section 1. General Terms of Use and Redistributing Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. 1A. By reading or using any part of this Project Gutenberg electronic work, you indicate that you have read, understand, agree to, and accept all the terms of this license and intellectual property trademark copyright agreement. If you do not agree to abide by all the terms of this agreement, you must cease using and return or destroy all copies of Project Gutenberg electronic works in your possession. If you paid a fee for obtaining a copy of or access to a Project Gutenberg electronic work and you do not agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement, you may obtain a refund from the person or entity to whom you paid the fee as set forth in paragraph 1E8, 1B. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark. It may only be used on or associated in any way with an electronic work by people who agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement. There are a few things that you can do with most Project Gutenberg electronic works, even without complying with the full terms of this agreement. C. Paragraph 1C below. There are a lot of things you can do with Project Gutenberg electronic works if you follow the terms of this agreement and help preserve free future access to Project Gutenberg electronic works. See paragraph 1E below 1C. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the Foundation or PGLAF, owns a compilation copyright in the collection of Project Gutenberg electronic works. Nearly all the individual works in the collection are in the public domain in the United States. If an individual work is unprotected by copyright law in the United States and you are located in the United States, we do not claim a right to prevent you from copying, distributing, performing, displaying, or creating derivative works based on the work as long as all references to Project Gutenberg are removed. Of course, we hope that you will support the Project Gutenberg mission of promoting free access to electronic works by freely sharing Project Gutenberg works in compliance with the terms of this agreement for keeping the Project Gutenberg name associated with the work. You can easily comply with the terms of this agreement by keeping this work in the same format with its attached full Project Gutenberg license when you share it without charge with others. 1D. The copyright laws of the place where you are located also govern what you can do with this work. Copyright laws in most countries are in a constant state of change. If you are outside the United States, check the laws of your country in addition to the terms of this agreement before downloading, copying, displaying, performing, distributing, or creating derivative works based on this work or any other Project Gutenberg work. The Foundation makes no representations concerning the copyright status of any work in any country other than the United States. 1E. Unless you have removed all references to Project Gutenberg, 1E1, the following sentence with active links to or other immediate access to the full Project Gutenberg license must appear prominently whenever any copy of a Project Gutenberg work, any work on which the phrase Project Gutenberg appears or with which the phrase Project Gutenberg is associated, is accessed, displayed, performed, viewed, copied, or distributed. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg trademark license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. 1. E2. If an individual project Gutenberg electronic work is derived from texts not protected by U.S. copyright law, does not contain a notice indicating that it is posted with permission of the copyright holder, the work can be copied and distributed to anyone in the United States without paying any fees or charges. If you are redistributing or providing access to a work with the phrase project Gutenberg associated with or appearing on the work, you must comply either with the requirements of paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 or obtain permission for the use of the work and the project Gutenberg trademark as set forth in paragraphs 1E8 or 1E9. 1E3. If an individual project Gutenberg electronic work is posted with the permission of the copyright holder, your use and distribution must comply with both paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 and any additional terms imposed by the copyright holder. Additional terms will be linked to the Project Gutenberg license for all works posted with the permission of the copyright holder found at the beginning of this work. 1E4. Do not unlink or detach or remove the full Project Gutenberg license terms from this work or any files containing a part of this work or any other work associated with Project Gutenberg. 1E5. Do not copy, display, perform, distribute, or redistribute this electronic work or any part of this electronic work without prominently displaying the sentence set forth in paragraph 1E1 with active links or immediate access to the full terms of the project Gutenberg license. 1E6. You may convert to and distribute this work in any binary, compressed, marked up, non-proprietary, or proprietary form, including any word processing or hypertext form. However, if you provide access to or distribute copies of a Project Gutenberg work in a format other than plain vanilla ASCII or other format used in the official version posted on the official Project Gutenberg website, www.gutenberg.org, you must at no additional cost, fee, or expense to the user provide a copy, a means of exporting a copy, or a means of obtaining a copy upon request of the work in its original plain vanilla ASCII or other form. Any alternate format must include the full Project Gutenberg license as specified in paragraph 1E1, 1E7. Do not charge a fee for access to viewing, displaying, performing, copying, or distributing any Project Gutenberg works, unless you comply with paragraph 1E8 or 1E9. 1E8. You may charge a reasonable fee for copies of or providing access to or distributing Project Gutenberg electronic works, provided that you pay a royalty fee of 20% of the gross profits you derive from the use of Project Gutenberg works calculated using the method you already use to calculate your applicable taxes. The fee is owed to the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, but he has agreed to donate royalties under this paragraph to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Royalty payments must be paid within 60 days following each date on which you prepare or are legally required to prepare your periodic tax returns. Royalty payments should be clearly marked as such and sent to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation at the address specified in Section 4, Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. You provide a full refund of any money paid by a user who notifies you in writing or by email within 30 days of receipt that he does not agree to the terms of the full Project Gutenberg trademark license. You must require such a user to return or destroy all copies of the works possessed in a physical medium and discontinue all use of and all access to other copies of Project Gutenberg trademark works. You provide, in accordance with paragraph 1F3, a full refund of any money paid for a work or a replacement copy if a defect in the electronic work is discovered and reported to you within 90 days of receipt of the work. You comply with all other terms of this agreement for free distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark works. 1E9. If you wish to charge a fee or distribute a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work or group of works on different terms than are set forth in this agreement, you must obtain permission in writing from the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the manager of the Project Gutenberg trademark. Contact the foundation as set forth in Section 3 below, 1F1F1. Project Gutenberg volunteers and employees expend considerable Effort to identify, do copyright research on, transcribe, and proofread. Works not protected by U.S. copyright law in creating the project. Gutenberg Trademark Collection. Despite these efforts, Project Gutenberg Trademark, electronic works, and the medium on which they may be stored may contain defects, such as, but not limited to, incomplete, inaccurate, or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other. Intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other medium, a computer virus or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. 1F2. Limited warranty, disclaimer of DAMAGES, except for the right of replacement or refund described in paragraph 1F3, the project. Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the owner of the project. Gutenberg Trademark, and any other party distributing a project. Gutenberg Trademark electronic work under this agreement, disclaim all liability to you for damages, costs, and expenses, including legal fees. You agree that you have no remedies for negligence, strict liability, breach of warranty or breach of contract, except those provided in paragraph 1F3. You agree that the foundation, THE, trademark owner, and any distributor under this agreement will not be liable to you for actual, direct, indirect, consequential, punitive or incidental damages, even if you give notice of the possibility of such damage. 1F3. Limited right of replacement or refund. If you discover a defect in this electronic work within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for it by sending a written explanation to the person you received the work from. If you received the work on a physical medium, you must return the medium with your written explanation. The person or entity that provided you with the defective work may elect to provide a replacement copy in lieu of a refund. If you received the work electronically, the person or entity providing it to you may choose to give you a second opportunity to receive the work electronically in lieu of a refund. If the second copy is also defective, you may demand a refund in writing without further opportunities to fix the problem. 1F4. Except for the limited right of replacement or refund set forth in paragraph 1F3, this work is provided to you as is with no other warranties of any kind, express or implied, including but not limited to warranties of merchantability or fitness for any purpose. 1F5. Some states do not allow disclaimers of certain implied warranties or the exclusion or limitation of certain types of damages. If any disclaimer or limitation set forth in this agreement violates the law of the state applicable to this agreement, the agreement shall be interpreted to make the maximum disclaimer or limitation permitted by the applicable state law. The invalidity or unenforceability of any provision of this agreement shall not void the remaining provisions. 1F6. Indemnity. You agree to indemnify and hold the foundation, the trademark owner, any agent or employee of the foundation, anyone, providing copies of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works in accordance with this agreement, and any volunteers associated with the production, promotion, and distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works, harmless from all liability, costs, and expenses, including legal fees that arise directly or indirectly from any of the following which you do or cause to occur: a distribution of this or any Project Gutenberg work, b alteration, modification, or additions or deletions to any Project Gutenberg work, and c any defect you cause. Section 2. Information about the mission of Project Gutenberg. Project Gutenberg is synonymous with the free distribution of electronic works in formats readable by the widest variety of computers, including obsolete, old, middle-aged, and new computers. It exists because of the efforts of hundreds of volunteers and donations from people in all walks of life. Volunteers and financial support to provide volunteers with the assistance they need are critical to reaching Project Gutenberg goals and ensuring that the Project Gutenberg collection will remain freely available for generations to come. In 2001, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation was created to provide a secure and permanent future for Project Gutenberg and future generations. To learn more about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation and how your efforts and donations can help, see sections 3 and 4 and the foundation information page at www.gutenberg.org, section 3. Information about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation is a nonprofit, 501(c)(3) educational corporation organized under the laws of the state of Mississippi and granted tax-exempt status by the Internal Revenue Service. The foundation's EIN, or federal tax identification, number is 64622-1541. Contributions to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation are tax deductible to the full extent permitted by U.S. federal laws and your state's laws. The foundation's business office is located at 41 Watchung Plaza 516, Montclair NJ 7042, USA, plus 1-862-621-9288. Email contact links and up. To-date contact information can be found at the foundation's website. An official page at www.gutenberg.org/contact. Section 4. Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Project Gutenberg trademark depends upon and cannot survive without widespread public support and donations to carry out its mission of increasing the number of public domain and licensed works that can be freely distributed in machine-readable form accessible by the widest array of equipment, including outdated equipment. Many small donations, $1 to $5,000, are particularly important to maintaining tax-exempt status with the IRS. The foundation is committed to complying with the laws regulating charities and charitable donations in all 50 states of the United States. Compliance requirements are not uniform, and it takes a considerable effort, much paperwork, and many fees to meet and keep up with these requirements. We do not solicit donations in locations where we have not received written confirmation of compliance. To send donations or determine the status of compliance for any particular state, visit www.gutenberg.org/donate. While we cannot and do not solicit contributions from states where we have not met the solicitation requirements, we know of no prohibition against accepting unsolicited donations from donors in such states who approach us with offers to donate. International donations are gratefully accepted, but we cannot make any statements concerning tax treatment of donations received from outside the United States. U.S. laws alone swamp our small staff. Please check the Project Gutenberg web pages for current donation methods and addresses. Donations are accepted in a number of other ways, including checks, online payments, and credit card donations. To donate, please visit www.gutenberg.org/donate, Section 5. General information about Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. Professor Michael S. Hart was the originator of the project. Gutenberg concept of a library of electronic works that could be freely shared with anyone. For 40 years, he produced and distributed Project Gutenberg ebooks with only a loose network of volunteer support. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as not protected by copyright in the U.S. unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we do not necessarily keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper edition. Most people start at our website, which has the main PG search facility, www.gutenberg.org. This website includes information about Project Gutenberg, including how to make donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter to hear about new ebooks.